Don and Mike Show. Washington, D.C.
Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Now let's talk to Bob in Westchester. How are you, Bob?
I'm great. How are you?
Well, thank you.
First, I want to say that I never missed a show, and I really appreciate
it. Wow, that's listening.
And I just want to say that I really appreciate the topic you're covering this morning regarding full-blown AIDS and the fact that just because people lead a lifestyle that where they get the full-blown AIDS, it doesn't mean they're going to HE double hockey sticks just because they've, gotten the full-blown AIDS either from having an unclean taint or from being BM eaters on the Don and Mike Show. And I think that it really is interesting that although I believe I am going to HE double hockey sticks just for...
Well, anyway, we hope that some interesting people. Well, anyway, we've been dealing.
Stay tuned for your shot at Big Bucks. Secret Sound, only on the Don and Mike Show.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich, and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
Hi, Joe.
Hi.
Joe's not just a name, it's an idea.
Hi.
Fathers expect more from a kid named Joe.
Hi.
Joe's the guy who wears a shirt that says Joe on it.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
I love Charlie Paul.
What are you, fucking retarded?
Hold it, fella. And don't move. Let's get real, real going.
Hi. 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 Hi.
Bear down Chicago Bears and the Green Bay Packers in the Super Bowl 35 on the frozen tundra of Lambeau Field. For the Bears, it's down their last-ditch effort. Fourth down and goal. They're at the 8-yard line. Hand off to Buzz Burbank. Breaks the tackle at the line of scrimmage. He's at the 5. Sheds the tackle at the 2. Touchdown, Buzz Burbank. And the Bears have won the world championship.
What's up, my yellow brothers? Jinx in the house!
Hey, Howard, there's your Chinaman.
Oh, thanks, Fred.
Bye, Don.
I'm ready to fish here with the likes of you people!
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
You are a great pet. Thank you so much. Anybody here never seen us before? Anybody? Couple of people. Well, our show is the memories of Elvis, and now this is a tribute to the late king of rock and roll. You know, we're not doing anything fun of Elvis or take his place or anything like that. We're just here to bring you back some memories.
Hi. Hi.
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Lord, you don't know could fill a book.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Here they are.
Get him out of here.
Here's the Raider Nation right
there. Thank you.
They had him juggling a hell of a party last night in Oakland.
True story. He was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself. A man of faith. A man of hate. And a soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
And good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Larry Michael. What are money? And all the ships at sea. Hey, here to play nothing but new music. Get it? New? It's Ron Geronimo and Fez O'Mara.
Thank you, Robbie, and hi. Thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike Show, a new episode on this Monday.
Monday! January 27th.
Right.
Phone number
877-365-3636.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Hi, Buzz. Hi. And hi, everybody.
Without further ado.
Yes?
Yeah.
Can we pay you?
Oh, I'll take it. Because it was tails.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
You the got coin it. Toss was tails.
Had the bet.
Got it. In the 80.
Was informed by a friend of mine that was the fourth year in a row that the Super Bowl toss was tails.
Thank you, Mike, for the $100. Also, I got $100 coming from Reno.
Right.
Because Gannon had over 260 yards passing.
And I made that bet myself yesterday, right before the game started. But I only bet 50.
And
I also bet 50 on, there was one other bet that I lost. I forgot what it was. Oh, penalties, 13.5 penalties during the game. I bet the under.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm an idiot.
Right here, in this envelope,
yes,
the money for the douchebag. However, he's going to win the money.
Okay.
No matter what happens. I've got the money. I'm going to pay the bet off.
Very good.
But I'm going to offer him a unique opportunity.
Ah.
A proposition, if you will.
Yes. And if he doesn't take us up on it, someone else will, because we do have a heated truck full of manure
right
on its way to the radio station today.
Heated manure.
Someone will take a manure swim today.
Naturally heated.
Wow.
A Super Bowl manure swim.
Steaming.
So as we're watching the game last night, I'm torn because I want the Raiders to win, but simply because of the bet we made on the
right.
show.
Yeah, I couldn't enjoy the game because of the bet, because I was kind of... You know, I kind of like Tampa. I like
yeah.
they're real underdogs, and you like to see when you're not passionate about either team,
right.
you want to see the underdog win. And I think everybody, the NFC people, these are NFC towns here in Washington and Philadelphia.
And that generally is how I root along Super Bowl lines anyway.
Yeah,
I still think NFL, AFL.
Yeah.
And
kind of like that Raider Nation, though, before the game. Were there any Tampa fans in the stadium? I was curious about
that. There was a few.
Yeah, maybe three?
There was just a few. They just don't all have three heads on their shoulder pads. And you know how fond we all are of the Tampa area
yeah.
in general.
Of course.
So I was watching the game with Bart and his friends and all these other people, and they busted my balls. And I'm saying... You don't understand.
Right.
In one sense, I rooted for the Raiders
right.
only because this... Oh, and here comes the listener. Only because this listener was just such a dick when he won the eyebrow bet.
Right.
You know,
he was... he ruined the whole Super Bowl for me.
I'm actually happy yeah. that the Tampa Bay won.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not happy about losing $500, but...
Nope.
I'll give the guy the money because that was the bet.
That was the bet, indeed.
That was the bet, and he's making his way in now. And I think
nobody expected that Rich Gannon was going to have the kind of game he had.
If he is a god, Rich Gannon was just a retard yesterday.
Well, and at the beginning of the
first, he's not retarded.
Yes, he is.
It looked to me like Brad Johnson was going to win the retard. I mean, see the first few passes that Brad Johnson threw, it was like me.
Yeah, but Rich Gannon really. I mean, the whole game and those last two.
Oh my god!
You know, I don't know if he's got to deal with the bookmakers or what, but I guess those last two were just gimmies, and that last one with like 2 seconds left.
There are a lot of planes booked to South America today from the bookmakers.
So anyway...
there's some bookies that lost some serious gelt.
A lot of people.
If the guy who won the money is a true Tampa Bay fan, then I think I have an offer for him that might persuade him to take that manure swim today.
We'll see what happens.
Let's see. Is he here? I thought I saw him walking in the door.
Want to bring him right in?
Yeah, bring him on.
Want to get it over with?
Yeah, let's do this right now. Bring him in, please, Lisa. Dick Weed. His name is Mark, I believe.
Yeah, I think so.
He'll be all quiet when he comes in here.
Yeah. See, the way this happened was he won the eyebrow bet on the Tampa Bay Eagles game. Came
right.
in. I shaved my eyebrow.
You did.
And
you're still painting them?
No. This is, look, in 1 week later.
That's real
that's
eyebrow?
Pretty natural.
But there's a yeah. little pencil.
Pretty natural. Just a teeny.
Okay.
Just a pencil. Yeah.
Just a little bit.
Just
there
excessive.
Is stubble. I mean,
yeah, no,
definitely
there's,
coming back in.
There's tons of stubble. I don't look.
More up here than down on the
yeah,
left side.
Yeah, yeah, the top part is filling in. It.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's the edges, the sides, and here he is.
What's up, guys?
The T-shirt he's wearing says, I might be an ass, but I still have my eyebrows and your $500.
Oh, there he is.
Wow.
There he is. Grinning ear to ear, ear to ear grin.
Hi, douche. Now, your name is Mark?
Yes.
Mark, here you go. There is $500.
Thank you, sir.
Not the station's money, my money.
Yep.
Thank you.
You won it fair and square.
Congratulations, Mark. We pay our bets on this show.
Now, are you truly a Tampa Bay fan, or are you one of those just jump on the bandwagon Tampa fans?
No, I mean, I like Tampa Bay, but I'd say the Skins are my favorite team.
Hmm.
But
really? So you're not a diehard Tampa Bay fan?
Not a diehard, no.
Hmm.
Then why were you so passionate about
betting? Because I knew I could beat you.
Oh, God.
Oh, wow.
God. Wow. You really, you know, you're bringing out something in me.
Well, are you going to make him the offer?
Yeah, but I think he'll turn it down.
Well, we can only wait and see. You know, it depends. I mean, he's gotten a lot out of this show.
Now, if he...
So that, I you know, he, we might have to... I have no idea how the guy...
And if he doesn't do it, someone else will do it, and we'll give that person the station's money.
Excellent.
Right. You're not getting another dime. However, from my own personal collection, if you were a Tampa Bay fan, and I guess you're really not, then you might be interested in a game-worn, signed Eric Rett jersey, and it's the ugly kind back when Tampa wore the gay orange uniforms.
Right. There it is.
But that
a
is
lovely jersey.
Game-worn, signed by Eric Rett, number 32 mm-hmm. of your Tampa Bay Buccaneers. If you take the manure swim, it's yours.
Oh, no.
He didn't even hesitate.
Okay, get out.
Get out. See you later.
Get out.
Bye-bye.
Well, goodbye.
All right, nothing. And don't call.
Yeah.
Don't call.
If you call anything you want to say, say now to our face.
Yeah, if there's anything you want to get off your chest, you have your money, you see his eyebrows.
Right. They're starting to grow back, actually.
Yes, they are.
They are.
What do you want to say?
I just want to know how bad of a ass-chewing did Frieda give you when you got home that day? You
That's a
him.
Fair it, question, it was, Don. How much of an ass-chewing did Frieda give you?
Very light.
Ah.
Very light.
Good.
For there's more to me than simply an eyebrow, as opposed to you, my unibrow, should-be-profiled friend.
Do you shave them in between?
I have to.
Yeah. That's, I mean, that is a potential unibrow.
You got a big caterpillar between your eyes.
All right.
All right.
Anything else before you go? Because I was the recipient last time.
Anything else?
Anything you got to say to me before you go? Anything? You get it all out of you? Are you now, satisfied? Do you have satisfaction now?
Two times in a row now I've paid off. I shaved the eyebrow.
Count the money.
I gave you $500 in cash. Are you going to count the money?
Oh, God.
He's smelling the green. Money. It smells green.
God, you are an ass. Anything else, Dick? Anything at all? Anything?
No.
You're satisfied?
I'm very satisfied.
So you're not going to walk out and think, I was intimidated because I was in the studio?
Not unless
that's what you said before.
Well, yeah, I mean, before, the, you know.
I mean, before he won the bets.
It's a little intimidating, but I don't care right now. I got $500 in my pocket.
All right, get out. All right, get out of here.
Not even really a Tampa fan.
No. Nope.
Sir, I'm not really an Oakland fan. Sorry.
Here we go.
It was one hell of a game, though.
Would he have gone for a Skins jersey by any chance?
Would you go for a Skins jersey?
I'll go for some Skins tickets.
Goodbye.
There he goes.
Goodbye.
All right. Take your winnings.
Forever. Bye. That's it.
Yes, forever. That's it.
See ya.
Don't call, don't write.
Bye-bye. Now, we do have the truck full of manure, and someone is going to take a manure swim today.
Uh-huh. Now, is that... not that I don't think that's a fabulous offer.
No, Mike. Here's the offer.
You have another offer.
Uh-huh. Here's the offer. $500.
Oh, that's a good offer.
Wow. Same as
we'll
I paid,
to do it for that.
Same as I paid the last guy.
Mm-hmm.
But you just got to be the first guy to show up here at radio station WJFK or girl.
5 minute manure bath, or are we going to go with 10 like it was for the other guy?
10 minutes.
10 minute manure bath.
Now I'll tell you that the truck, the bed of the truck is heated,
right,
with the manure in it,
yeah.
So it'll be
very good.
Warm cow manure, warm fresh cow manure.
With the bets that I lost yesterday.
You can wear either your underpants. Oh, hold on a second. Here's the inside line. Hello?
The bed's not heated. I said it'll be an unheated bed.
Oh, you said it would be an unheated bed.
Yeah,
okay.
I've never heard of a heated...
Well, I thought you said a heated bed.
No, unheated.
Okay, thanks.
What about your water bed?
That's not heated either.
Oh, all right.
All right, bye, Charlie.
Bye.
All right, excuse me. It's an unheated bed.
Mm, wow.
But, like, you know,
but
like,
the manure may have been naturally heated this morning.
And your own body heat...
body heat activated, Don.
Mixing with the cow dung.
Great insulation.
Yeah, right there. Now, if you're a guy, you can either wear a bathing suit or your underpants.
It's chilly out there.
If you're a girl, you can either wear your bra and panties, or you can
Hopefully the manure will warm your body.
Or you can come down in your bathing suit. Yes, once again.
Back in the Celtic farm days in Ireland, when it was cold, the farmers would roll in manure to keep themselves warm on the colder nights.
Here is the inside line. Hello?
Another thing on that. You're responsible for cleaning yourself off, too.
Oh, you mean the person who wins?
Yes, they are.
Yeah, gotcha.
We have no towels. They're not allowed in the building. It's all on them.
So anybody who's participating, Charlie, should probably be prepared to bring their own towels.
Bring a robe.
Bring a robe.
Bring a robe. Bring a towel.
Maybe a lemon or two.
A lemon or two. Or,
right.
And maybe someone who's close by so they can quickly get to a shower.
Correct.
Amen. So we need someone right away. Mm-hmm. If you want to call first, that's great. If you want to just get in your car and come on down.
Because the manure is for entertainment purposes.
Right.
I mean,
right.
We were looking forward to having the manure swim today.
The Super Bowl manure swim. Now, I'll give you the option. If you are really a diehard Buccaneers fan, and it means a lot to you, well, you could...
What's the deal with the lights?
What is going on with the lights? You could... You could go for this jersey.
There's a poltergeist in here.
It's a rotten switch. I could fool with it, but it would just do the same thing.
You could go for the jersey if you want from my own personal collection. And it's the only orangey Tampa Bay jersey that I have.
And like all your jerseys, you keep them up very nicely.
Yeah, well.
You don't overwear them.
Perfect.
No, I don't think I've ever worn it, as a matter of fact. Because the only stains on it are stains from...
You see the front.
When he wore it in the game.
That's a handsome jersey.
There you go.
You know, really, when you see him like that, you don't realize how sucky those uniforms were.
Yeah.
Because up close, it's kind of a neat color scheme.
Well, it's not the orange. It's the white one, which was not quite as bad.
Yeah.
It just has the dreamsicle color around the around the neck, and the numbers are orange and red.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, it's been worn in the game.
Eric Rett, how long has he been out of the league?
Oh, God, I don't know. 10 years, something like that?
Yeah.
So anyway, if you're interested in that, you know, I'll give you that instead of the money. Or if you want the $500, just be the face.
That's good.
Come on down. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don.
Yes.
Hi. Hi, Mike.
Hello.
Hey.
I would love the Eric Rett jersey. I'm not willing to swim in cow manure or anything like that for it, but...
Well, then why are you calling?
I'm willing to buy it from you.
Oh, no. No, no, no. It's not for sale.
$500.
Not for sale.
No, Mike, it's not for sale.
So you might want to make your money back.
No, it's not for sale.
Not for sale.
At any price, Don.
I would love to have that, though.
At no price. At no price. I mean, if a true Buccaneers fan... was to call, it would mean a lot to a true Buccaneers fan.
Well, a true Buccaneers fan would probably, but the only price is the manure.
Correct. For the jersey.
For the jersey. You can either get $500. Now, will you give the jersey and $500?
No.
No.
No, just the jersey.
One of the other. So there's an outside shot. We could have two people swimming in manure.
We could.
We could have somebody that's swimming for the jersey and somebody that's swimming for the cash.
We actually could.
Mm-hmm.
And if you think you're going to take the $500 and go like on Google or Yahoo and find yourself a game-worn 1988 Buccaneers jersey.
By Hall of Famer Eric Rett.
Or by anybody.
Uh-huh.
Good luck.
Yeah. Right.
GFL. Good.
Because Eric Rett merchandise right now. It's at an absolute premium.
Sure. Well, Mike, it was this or my Trent Dilfer jersey.
Oh, really? And you weren't going to give up the Trent Dilfer?
I held on to the Dilfer jersey.
Yeah. Well, that guy wouldn't have done it for the Dilfer either, I think.
I don't think so.
You should have seen there was a big chart in USA Today talking about the rise in value of the Rett merchandise.
Yeah, Rett merchandise. Yeah. And
really, it's off the chart.
Game worn.
They mentioned jerseys and tractors.
Right.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Gentlemen.
Yeah.
Rett.
How you doing, sir?
We're doing great, thanks.
Great. I'm on 66, just past 243, the Nutley-Vienna exit. I'll be there as quickly as I can.
Well, are you going to be doing it for the $500 or the Eric Rett, the fabulous Hall of Fame Eric Rett jersey?
Sorry, the cash.
Yeah. I feel like we're on QVC right now. This jersey is one of a kind, sir.
How many times do you get an opportunity to wear a jersey that's been worn in NFL competition? It's pretty significant stuff.
Thank you. All right, well, if you're the first here, good luck to you.
That jersey is probably valued at about $125 right now. I would say...
No, negative.
No?
No, actually, really?
What's it valued at, do you think?
About $400. About $400 because it's from this era... Mike?
I'm not laughing.
You are making a face.
Not. I am not.
You know I'm totally into the collection.
I know you're totally into the collection.
And you have no idea how much authentic game-worn jerseys
I do.
Cost.
I bought one.
No. You bought one that was signed by somebody for my kid that year.
That was game-worn?
No, it wasn't.
I thought it was.
No, it came in a box. It came in a box from the company.
I thought it was game worn, though.
No, no.
Really?
It was brand new, pristine. I mean, it was a wonderful gift.
I think it had a sweat stain on it.
It did not.
I think it did.
It did not.
That's $400 right there?
Yeah, right there.
All right.
And I don't want to give it away anyway, really. I'd really rather keep it.
See, that might motivate somebody.
I just thought I could tempt
somebody. Might just motivate themselves to take it from you.
Tempt the guy. If he was
to take it from you.
Really a Tampa Bay fan.
Yeah. He wasn't.
Yeah, I'm a Redskins fan. Yeah.
He wasn't as weaselly as he was last time.
No, he wasn't.
No.
He's happy.
He's happy now.
He won the bet fair and square.
He did. Yeah. He did. Nobody expected that that turnout. That's what made it a great game.
Yeah. Good for him.
And that's what caused the riots in Oakland.
Go buy himself some eyebrow tweezers. Buy himself some giant eyebrow tweezers.
I think he's got to shave it. I think he shaves in between his
eyes. Maybe that guy can go to the Jamie Farr Clinic and get a nose reduction surgery. And
He's Ratso, isn't he?
Yeah, he is.
He's Ratso all the way.
He was one weird-looking dude. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
I want to come by and do the manure spin.
Oh, there's a race now.
Well,
there is. I'm on Little River Turnpike.
Well, you just got to be the first guy here. Now, remember, if you're just driving in your car, you're going to have to be in your underpants and your socks.
And we're not going to do anything to clean you, so you might have to stop and get towels and stuff.
That's fine with me. $500 is worth it.
Mm-hmm. All right, my friend.
Okay.
For the Super Bowl.
No interest in the jersey?
Don't think so.
Giannis just said the jersey is valued at $400.
You are mocking me.
But, I mean, I think you're not lying about that, are you?
No, I'm not, but you are mocking me.
No, I'm not mocking you. I'm not mocking you.
You are mocking the value of the jersey?
I'm perhaps mocking the collectible industry. You know, $400 for Eric Rett. You know.
Well, it's not so much that it's Eric Rett. It's that it's Tampa Bay.
And in the old days.
From that era.
Game worn. John McKay probably put his hand on that jersey at one point.
Shut up.
No, I think that if you can get on eBay and get $300 for it, it still motivates somebody to come down here. I'd like to see two people in the truck.
So would I.
I'd like to see kind of a dual bath.
Hello, Don and Mike show, kind of like that Miller Lite commercial.
Exactly.
Wouldn't that be great with two broads?
Fantastic.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Look-a-look-a-loo, I'm over here now.
Okay.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yo.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, you got your boil some water or use some hot tap water, pour it in the bed. That way make nice and slimy and take a release your aromas.
Yes, but you know with the air temperature, it would probably freeze.
I'm over here now.
See you later. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi. Yeah, can I talk to you about the contest?
Yeah, you're talking to us. Hello.
Turn your radio down.
Please.
It's down. It's down.
No, it's not. It wasn't when you called.
It's down. It's down.
No, it wasn't.
It's down.
I didn't expect you to answer the phone. Joe usually answers the phone.
Yeah.
I'm not a Bucks fan. Can I do it for the jersey?
You're not a Bucks fan, but you would do it for the jersey.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
If you're the first one here, sure.
All right, I'm on my way.
All right, so you're the guy, the first guy for the jersey.
Yes.
All right.
So we're going to have at least two guys.
See you later. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, what's going
on? Good, Buzz. Thank you.
Hey.
Yeah.
Buzz did the math himself on that.
Came up with two.
Yeah, hello.
It was one guy and then the other.
Right.
What do you mean you're
there? Two guys, Buzz.
Yeah.
I'm at the studio. Well, I'm like two lights away.
Two lights away is not at the studio.
What do you think this is, honk for cash?
Come on, get out. Get off the phone. Keep your eyes on the road. Hello. Don and Mike show.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, we're doing great.
Hey, I wanted to call and see, what was your favorite commercial of those commercials?
We're going to discuss that in our next break.
Okay.
But I think I got a list of what the most popular ones were. Lisa, do we already have somebody here?
We have somebody here to roll around and poop.
And that he's doing it for the money.
Okay.
All right, so then the jersey guy, then all we got left is the jersey.
Yeah, make sure, yes?
What happened, if he can't go the full 10 minutes, then he's forfeited and the next person who comes gets their go at 10 minutes? Is that how it works?
Not that far ahead.
Yeah. That's interesting, but I don't see any reason why a guy's not going to be able to do 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And if he gets in it, he's going to do 10 minutes.
If he can't do 10 minutes, then someone else gets a chance.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is the manure warm?
Well, I don't know. He'll be here. He's pulling down the street right now.
Okay.
A lot of places I called and talked to today said their poo is frozen. So it could be frozen or it could be, I don't know.
All right. Mm. Thank you.
Frozen poop.
For that explanation,
thank
you mean?
Yeah.
Frozen poop. According to this thing that they have, this whatever this ad meter is, the most popular commercial was the football playing horses.
Mm.
When the zebra looks in the replay.
That was a good commercial. I don't know if it was my favorite, man.
I think my favorite was probably the Reebok guy. The guy who, in the office.
The linebacker.
Who was not only tackling men, but also throwing women.
Office linebacker.
Around the
and
office.
And really, you know, the contact was so extreme. My favorite was the baboon.
That's crazy,
Cassandra.
That's crazy.
My second favorite was the clown.
The clown was
the
pretty
clown
good.
Drinking out of his rectum.
The clown was not bad.
Yeah. I like the Osmonds Osborne.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that made me laugh hysterical. The first time I saw it. Yeah.
And the coup de grace was Florence Henderson in bed with Ozzy.
Yes.
That, man, that kicked it over the top.
I think the horse one got an unnaturally high rating because it was the very first commercial run.
Right.
I think that always skews it a little bit.
But, you know, the idea of using the zebra was just clever.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike.
Those wacky ad men.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don.
Hey.
Listen, can I come down and win the T-shirt and possibly sell it back to you?
No, first off, it's not a T-shirt, and no, you couldn't sell it back
jersey.
To me.
The jersey.
No, you could not sell it back to me.
I wouldn't sell it to you for $400, guys.
Yeah, I want that game-worn T-shirt.
Oh, goodbye, get out of here. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
T-shirt!
Don, Mike.
Yeah, hi.
How you doing, Buzz?
We're doing great.
Good.
Buzz is doing well as well. Yeah. I'll answer for everybody. We're all doing great.
Yes. I'm not doing that well. I mean, physically, I'm battling this cold, and I had a few toddies during the game, as everybody did yesterday, and I'm just worn out. I was worn out by the festive day of Super Bowl revelry. So I'm not at my best today, Don. I'm not even remotely at my best today.
Boy, I wasn't drunk. I didn't even have a drink yesterday.
Oh.
Because of this whole diet thing.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
But, boy, Robbie was... Robbie was pounding.
Was he really?
We had a good time at our place.
I went to a festive party with many of my festive revelers that I... go to a festive party with.
And sounds after like the you'd festive, be in a jester's hat, Mike, and the festive revelry.
After the festive revelry was over at this at my friend Ed's house, we all went to our festive watering hole to continue the party afterwards. It was and to reflect on the day's fun.
Gotcha.
And you don't do that with a cold, you know, because I mean it just kind of wears you down all the more, you know, and it's tough. And I had a McDonald's bacon egg and cheese bagel this morning that didn't sit real well with me.
Huh.
But thank you for asking. Sir.
Normally that's good though.
Yeah.
After a night, of pounding them.
Yeah.
Normally McDonald's food is the best thing.
Well, everything I have is cold related. It's all my this head cold that a lot of people are battling around here, and it's just it's been 5 degrees in Washington over the last. As David Letterman said, it's been 5 degrees since Halloween.
Everywhere's cold. Hello? Are you there?
Yeah.
Yeah, what do you want?
I want you to call Nancy and make him humble himself in front of us. He was wrong.
Yeah, he was wrong.
Wow, he really was. And he really beat his hands on his chest about how the Raiders are going to win.
He did.
Yeah, we'll try to get him on this week. Yeah, I'd love to give Nancy a little bit.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, this is Tim, Raider fan in the Bay.
Hi there.
First of all, Don, on the bet you won, congratulations. They can never take that away from you.
Thanks.
Watching the game for me was kind of like that one commercial with the little kid going, touchdown! No, we only say that for the silver team.
You sound so depressed.
I should have the crying guy do my call for me.
Are you not, why weren't you one of the Oakland people that went out and rioted last night?
Actually, I've got to get back to that. I have more cars to turn over. I wanted to say, though, that it was a good game. They deserved the win. But it was kind of like picking a fight with a guy, and then you realize he's like a black belt. And you're laying there with your nose bloody and your eye blackened, and that last touchdown was like him coming over and kicking you in the beanbag one more time.
Well, the thing is that...
Do you think they would have turned more cars over if they won?
Yeah, oh, yes.
Yeah.
I think definitely the coach for the Raiders, who I guess is a good coach...
Callahan!
Was kind of dumb.
Callahan.
When they had John Lynch with the microphone on, at one point, did you see on the sidelines, he said, I can't believe it. They're running every play that we thought they would run. Right. All of the plays are the plays that
we worked on in practice.
In practice.
Yeah, I know.
Because, like, Gruden, I guess, knew all the plays.
Yeah.
And Callahan, I guess, thought... Here's what I guess Callahan thought.
Callahan?
Gruden knows that I know. And I know that Gruden knows.
Mm-hmm.
But because Gruden knows that I know that he knows, he's going to think that I'm going to change it.
But I'm not going to change it.
I'm not going to change it because Gruden's going to think
Gruden.
I'm going to do something different.
Well, it doesn't help, too, that our all-pro center, who we've been working with all year, who helps call the plays, pulls like a turbo Janikowski and runs off to Tijuana.
You know,
that guy's career is over.
Yeah, it is, but also that's unfair. The Raiders didn't lose.
Why not?
Just because the center wasn't there.
Was there any further information on that guy? I mean, did they ever find him?
He's in the hospital. He's had like some kind of a breakdown.
He went overboard, whatever it was, got to him, and
What was it, Buzzy?
He has a history of depression and mental health problems.
Hey, don't we all?
And so he's back in the hospital.
But that's the whole Raider Nation. We've all got that.
Depressed.
All right, goodbye, my friend.
Raider Nation. Angry Raider Nation.
Hello, Lisa.
Hey, we've got a second contestant here to roll around and poo.
For the shirt?
Uh-huh. Okay. And the guy with the poo is here.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked him, well, is this poo frozen or is it mushy? He said, well, on the top it's frozen, but they took a tractor into this big pile of poo and scooped that with a tractor into the bed of the truck. So he doesn't know because he didn't touch it, but he's reckoning that in the middle of the poo is where it's warm. On top, it'll be frozen, but once they get through the top layer,
it'll be warm.
It should be mushy in there.
All right. Well, let's see what we can do. I'm thinking about an hour from now. If we have our contestants, can the guy weigh? I mean, we were going to do this halfway through the show, just to give us a chance to build it up
and
a little
see what
bit.
They can do to warm the poo, the manure up. You know, see whatever, if there's anything they can. Maybe they can chew a little warm water.
Maybe we can bucket down some warm water or something.
So they don't,
get some icy hot.
We don't have, we don't want them to be. And I'm not doing this because I care if they get exposure. I just want I want it to be warm, mushy poo.
Nice warm poo.
Understood.
No. All right, thank you. About an hour from now, then, the manure swim.
Right. Come on down. See it.
I would urge you to come down not only to see it, but also, maybe if one or both of these guys can't do it, somebody else can step in.
Yeah, I think they'll both be able to do it.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, what do you think of the Penn and Teller thing after the Super Bowl last night?
Well, listen, I'm going to give those guys credit. That was a great trick.
I didn't see it.
Here is the deal. Before the game, in Times Square, Penn and Teller had a giant pad, like a drawing pad.
Right.
And with the pad, the back of the pad facing the camera, they allegedly wrote who would win the game, what the score would be, and who the MVP would be.
Mm-hmm.
Then they did the sneaky magician stuff, where instead of just taking the piece of paper and giving it to a Marine to hold, because there were Marines standing around, they, magician-like, rolled the paper up like a scroll and then put that into a glass tube.
Right.
Then they put that glass tube into a metal tube.
Uh-huh. Right.
Then they put that metal tube into a giant jar of pickles from the Carnegie Deli. Then they hoisted it up in the air, 12 feet in the air, where it stood all day long. Now, when the game was over, the Marines were standing and watching this all day. Apparently, a switch hadn't been made.
Right.
They brought down the jar of pickles, called the guy from the audience, gave him a sledgehammer. Boom. Crashes, breaks open the jar.
Right.
They say, reach in, take out the first tube. Takes out the metal tube. Inside the metal tube is a glass tube.
Yeah.
Now, of course, they've had the Marines and whoever the anchor guy is there, they've had them autograph this piece of paper. They say, is this your autograph? Yes. Inside it says, whatever the score was, Buccaneers 48, Raiders 21. And the MVP was that guy that nobody ever heard of.
Really?
So I say to Penn and Teller, pretty good trick.
Mm-hmm.
All I need to know is where they made the switch.
Yeah.
Right.
Because it's obvious they made the switch after the game happened, but an outstanding trick.
One other thing I wanted to say about the game, I think the best music that's ever been at a Super Bowl.
The halftime?
Everything.
Yeah.
I thought everything was terrific. I thought the Dixie Chicks version of the National Anthem is probably the best I've ever heard.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just really, I really thought it was a fantastic.
I watched the Saturday Night Live halftime.
Oh, was you really?
That was funny.
Let me ask you a question.
Funny as S.
Do you think that someone else made the switch? Because they made a big deal about none of them touching anything.
I don't know. There's so much of magic that is misdirection.
Mm-hmm.
And when guys like Penn and Teller say,
they used a different city.
When they say something like, now, very carefully, take the paper and you push it in to this glass tube. Now, you put it into here.
Right.
You do this. Somewhere along the way, they've made the switch.
Mm-hmm.
And well, it has to.
Misdirection because there's two of them.
So right. While one of them is talking or one of them is doing something.
And one of them is sneaky.
Yeah. Well,
that's the little one.
Yeah.
The little guy that doesn't say anything. The
little crafty guy.
Quiet. The sneaky one. We've had the other guy on the show quite a few times.
Yeah, he's scary.
The one that talks a lot.
He's tall, isn't he?
Yeah. Hey, Dynamite Show.
Never hey, Dynamite.
Hey.
Hey, my favorite commercial was the takeoff on Castaway with for the FedEx guy.
That was pretty good. That was pretty solid, too. Yeah.
Not bad.
That made me laugh.
And the word of advice of the advertising agencies on that is, if you got a good ad like that, just run it once.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think they only ran that one once.
Yeah, well, you'll see him again, obviously, down the road. But right. Yeah, once during the Super Bowl. I hate it when they double up during the Super Bowl. That sucks. Yeah.
We're going to talk in a second about all of the ads. We have to talk about Arnold.
Yes.
Did you see Arnold during the pregame show?
Yes.
You see him being interviewed?
Something's wrong with him.
And then all of his dumb Terminator stuff leading up to the game. Also, I got to talk about how awful the television production itself was.
Boy, in the first quarter, just missing plays.
Oh, and in the pregame show when they would, they'd say, "We'll be right back." And then you'd hear like Chris Berman off mic, who's still on the air. You'd hear Chris Berman going, "I don't know how that segment go. How much time do we have left coming back here?"
And kudos locally. I think we have to point the finger at Channel 7 here in Washington where they just, you called me in the morning and then I was watching at a friend's house that had the high definition television and just all sorts of problems with that all day long. They had,
my friend was
calling. Wasn't the audio behind all day?
Audio never matched up.
Never matched up.
The instant replays were often done in standard definition.
Exactly.
And I don't know if it was the same way in standard definition, but they missed one subtle thing on the game, and that was the jet flyover.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty easy to spot an airplane.
That's the director.
Yeah, yeah, but
that missed that.
Just absolutely.
Lynn Swan's, microphone like a bad cell phone.
And why would it only crap out when Lynn Swan was talking?
I don't know.
When he would interview
the other
person, it worked fine.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Rob, I don't think that's the reason.
Stop it, Rob.
I don't think that's the reason.
All right.
But it was really,
stop that or I'm going to tell what you called me with in the fourth quarter.
Oh, you can say it if you want. I'm pretty sure it's what it looked like.
God.
So, fourth quarter.
You called me. I brought it up, but you called me.
Yeah, well, okay, Rob and I have been playing phone tag all day.
Right.
Because we're both involved in the squares, buying
the
squares.
Right. Who won that?
Larry Michael.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
He won $500. So,
never betting again.
We're talking back and forth. And about the fourth quarter, and Rob, you put me in such a weird position because I was sitting in a room with Bart and a bunch of his friends, and you made me laugh out loud, and then I couldn't explain to them why I was laughing.
Well, I don't think it's anything particularly naughty. It was just a curious optical illusion, I think.
Rob says, now, you noticed when, and I also saw this.
Mm-hmm.
Think of when ABC puts that big swoosh after a play, when it was the logo of Super Bowl 37 with a little lighthouse on top of it. If you look at it enough times,
as it zooms by,
Rob says it looks like a swastika.
Sit down. Swastika.
Just sit down. You, everything's a swastika to you.
Yeah.
Sit down. Just go. Go to your corner.
So wow. I laughed.
My God.
I laughed and I had to call him back.
Jesus
and I said,
Christ.
You know what?
You guys.
Maybe it's like a Rorschach test.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
you
put about 15 things up in front of Rob. That's what he'd see.
I see it, too.
Right. Yeah.
Oh. I said, I see it. Meanwhile, I've got Bart. Hold on. Here is.
Joe says he saw it, too.
Joe.
Hi, Joe.
I saw it, and I thought of my comrade Rob.
Yeah, of course.
It wasn't actually a sand dollar once you kind of...
No, it was 37 in Roman numerals, wasn't it?
It was, XXXVIII.
You know,
but I saw it.
Well,
I
mean, eventually, they're going to pull off the Roman numerals at some point.
No, I don't think so, Mike, because as Don Cheadle said, the Super Bowl has made Roman numerals. Roman numerals. And here he is today wearing his... proudly wearing his Tampa Bay Bucks hat.
Where'd you get that hat? So you just get it?
I've had it for a couple of years.
Really?
They're kind of like my B team. I'm a Skins fan, but...
Oh, okay.
I enjoyed the game.
And also proudly sporting his Don and Mike WYSP Philadelphia t-shirt.
Yeah, Joe's got the Tampa Bay hat on.
Joe Ardinger, the company man. So you saw the swastika as well.
Well, obviously it wasn't a swastika, but...
Or was it?
Or was it?
Okay.
ABC's a Disney company after all.
Best.
Joe.
Thank you, Joe.
I also wanted to weigh in on the clown with the Bud Light.
Yeah.
Rather apropos. It looks the same coming out as it does going in.
Joe's the guy who wears a shirt that says Joe on it.
I would say there's about a 90% chance that Joe's Super Bowl party is still going on. Just a thought, but I believe he's still enjoying his Super Bowl party.
They just called it 100% chance of that one.
Yeah, I think so. If they change the forecast,
100% chance.
It's a party Joe warning.
I know we got a break, but we have people who say they know how Penn and Teller did that trick. Mm. Hello?
Don and Mike, congratulations on your past 2 days off.
Thanks. How did they do that trick?
Well, when they passed it in front of the camera before they broke the last tube, you could see hands and everything in front of the camera, and you couldn't see him hand it to the final guy before they broke it. I think that's when he switched it.
All right.
Yeah, they had to do a switch. Right?
Hello, Don and Mike. It was well done.
Hey, good day, guys.
Hi.
Yeah, that same trick. The last tube, the guy tried to hit it with something, and it rolled off a container in between someone's foot, and then it passed the container back. That's where they made the switch.
Well, I got a T-bone, so maybe I'll go back and watch it.
Yeah,
check it out.
Good trick. I mean, it was obviously a switch, but it was a good trick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's cool.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey, all those guys are wrong.
Really?
The only time that tube was out of view from the camera was when they handed it to the final announcer to unroll it. He put it down to his left side, and the roll was out of sight for about half a second. And then he comes back up with his left hand.
So you think the announcer was in on it?
The announcer was in on it.
That tool?
And it never touched it.
That tool, Jack Ford?
You got it.
I don't think so.
Absolutely.
Thank you, my friend.
Go to the replay, man.
All right,
maybe
I will.
It was, you know, has anyone ever considered that maybe it was really magic?
Hello. Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, it's Mickey with you here.
Now that's funny, buddy.
Thank you.
That's
very much.
The stuff about the jersey wasn't funny.
I understand.
But
I
that's
thank
funny.
You. Thank you very much. I'm here all week.
Hello.
Hey, I got an offer for you on the manure dive.
Already done.
I think we've already got people here, sir.
30 minutes with a snorkel completely submerged. How's that sound?
Already done.
Sorry,
we got our guys.
We have our contestants.
Hey, the NFL thing yesterday.
What you mean that game called the Super Bowl?
Yeah, but you know what? No.
Or as some people call it, you know that NFL thing?
Yeah, that NFL thing.
Hey, Mike, did you have one of those NFL thing parties you went to?
Yeah, I went to a person who was having an NFL thing party.
Now, I meant the NFL production of making us wait for Bon Jovi to sing before they showed the MVP of the game. I thought that was pretty cheesy. What did you guys think about that?
I had turned on ESPN by then. I don't know why the NFL is so in love with Bon Jovi. I did love Warren Sapp on ESPN right after the game.
I didn't see him.
But he's in the locker room. He had the biggest Opus X cigar.
Oh, did he really?
That I have ever seen. This is the cigar that I love more than any other cigar.
Right, it was double Corona?
Opus X A.
Oh, really?
The thing was gigantic.
So he was hiding that behind his neck during the game. Did you see it?
He was doing what?
Hiding that cigar behind his neck during the game.
He had his neck?
I did not see that.
His neck.
I did not.
It looked like a pack of Franks, but it must have been the cigars.
All right, hey, listen, thanks for the call, Mr. Tagliabue.
Hey, yeah, you're welcome. See you, Don.
All right, bye-bye.
Call when you can stay longer.
Bye, buddy. There he is, commissioner of the NFL and the guy who brought us that NFL thing yesterday.
How did you enjoy that NFL thing yesterday?
Not bad.
What a day.
Clear the lines. Oh, we still got more Super Bowl stuff to get through. Oh, the ads and Arnold and the production and a very good chance we'll have Dennis and Shaq on the show today.
There you go.
The Shaq was all over the Super Bowl yesterday.
Yes, absolutely.
And you know, the guy in Wichita had the J.O. party.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got to talk to that guy.
When I hear from him and the manure swim, now be the 100th caller. 877-365-3636. $1,000. Secret Sound. Call 100 right now. Good luck.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Okay, I get it. You're joking. Well, I've got a sense of humor. I laugh at Tony Danza. Of course, if you aren't joking, I feel bad and I apologize.
I laugh at Tony Danza.
I laugh at Tony Danza. I laugh at Tony Danza.
All right, that's it.
The Don and Mike Show. They use the hair for protection. Don and Mike.
Could have used these guys at the game yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
And at one point during the pregame show, they went to some guy, some modern Harry Connick guy. You probably know who he is, Mike.
During the pregame?
Yeah. They had Bonnie Raitt, and then as they went to commercial, it was some young guy with hair that was going a million different directions.
Is it Josh Groban?
Maybe.
Because they put him everywhere.
Yeah, and I don't like that guy.
Anyway, neither do I.
So he's singing, come fly with me, we'll fly.
And you actually hear one of the announcers say, who is this guy? As they're going to break.
You know, I could watch me, the Carlos Santana playing guitar with Beyonce Knowles dancing next to him, though, for, I could watch that for about 5 hours.
And I could watch Carlos Santana being interviewed by Robin Roberts,
right,
with the praying mantis, Celine Dion, standing nearby.
Right.
You know,
right.
Again.
You didn't like the music. I get the impression you didn't like the musical performances during the Super Bowl.
I did not, and I love Shania.
Right.
I didn't. I'm telling you, Saturday Night Live had...
I mean, it's so much better than, like...
funny stuff.
The old days when it used to be Up With People. You know what I mean?
Marching band.
To honor America. Let's get, you know, I just... I think it was better than it's been in years.
But even on the Saturday Night Live halftime show, they had a halftime show...
Right.
...to their halftime show, which was a spoof of exactly what you're talking about.
Right.
Where they had the Up With People dancers come out.
Okay.
And a woman do a dead-on Whitney Houston wedding. And at one point, Bobby Brown came out. He was covered with blood.
Oh.
And asked her for $5.
Oh, that's great.
And it was actually pretty good.
Oh, I wish I'd seen that.
Yeah. It was pretty funny. And I've not seen Lord of the Rings, so I don't know the character. But
right,
there must be some guy with big ears, bald guy, and a tail, and they dress somebody up who looks just like this guy. And anyway, he stole their Super Bowl ring.
Oh, really?
It was a funny bit with Tina Fey and Jimmy Fallon. Who?
You can have Jimmy Fallon.
I'm sorry, I'm not in his camp. Mm-mm. And I guess they didn't have it timed out right, because it was supposed to be...
I don't like men who talk baby talk.
You could turn on NBC as soon as ABC said that's the end of the first half.
Hi, it's Jimmy Fallon. Make sure you watch me on Saturday Night Live.
Well, then you would have hated what they did for filler at the end of this weekend update goofy thing.
Right.
They said, and now, the Jimmy Fallon experience. And it was Jimmy Fallon. All I can say, the closest thing was when Austin Powers sings with his band
at the
end of the movies, Jimmy Fallon was wearing like a 60s retro outfit, but was seriously playing guitar.
Yeah, that's his thing.
And singing like Prince.
Yeah.
And dancing. He was moonwalking. He was breakdancing. Okay.
Jimmy Fallon does not do it for me.
And I'm just wondering, I'm saying, this is the best you can do?
Right.
You know, I've turned off the Super Bowl to watch Jimmy Fallon sing?
No, see, bad.
Do funny stuff. Make me laugh, for God's sake.
Well, it was all America.
Mm-hmm. Hello, Don and Mike.
I am caller 100.
Yeah, right. Hi, what's your name?
My name is Russ.
Would you, please?
Listening to Madison, Wisconsin.
Thank you. Please turn down your radio.
All right.
There you go. You've won the Bourne Identity with Matt Damon on DVD with the never-before-seen alternative ending, now available to buy or rent at Blockbuster Video.
I hear that's a fine film.
And the alternate ending is he and Ben Affleck have gay sex.
Oh, fantastic.
I've just given it away.
Now you've ruined it for me.
All right, are you ready to go for the money?
Yes.
$1,000 with a kind of common sound. And we're coming deadly close to giving out clues.
Like a real significant clue?
But today's not the day.
All right.
Maybe if your radio had been turned down.
Hey, turn your radio down.
It is down. I'm,
well, I'm getting like a ghost coming back. It's hello?
Hello?
It's the ghost of Lombardi.
Whoa, pack of fans.
All right.
Is he gone?
Oh, dear.
Well, hello? He's gone.
I guess the VI won't be participating in today's contest.
VI?
Village.
Oh, Mike?
Yes.
I was setting you up.
Yeah?
Because I get jokes.
There you go.
I knew VI.
Village idiot.
I knew that.
Right.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yes, I am caller 100.
Yeah, correct. And what is...
Oh, I get it.
I get jokes. What is your name? what's your name?
This is JJ from Chambersburg, fellas.
All right, JJ, you've also won the Bourne Identity with Matt Damon. Now, that's from Blockbuster. Now we'll play you the sound Identify in a common sound, and you will win $1,000.
Alrighty.
Please don't answer till Mike sings like
Dr. Dre featuring Snoop Dogg.
And we wish you Godspeed.
Caller, name this sound.
We'll say, get ready to be blown away.
Yeah.
There it is. An explosion in your inner ear right now.
Ouch.
Probably a blood coming out of your eyes. Watch out. Here it comes again. Ouch! God damn, it's a loud one.
1, 2, 3 into the foe. Snoop Dogg and Dogg and Dr. Dre is at the door, ready to make an entrance. So back on up, because you know we're about to rip S up.
Yeah! Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I couldn't say the nasty word.
No. You're better than Jimmy Fallon, Mike.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
For $1,000, what's that sound?
That's the snapping of a cap on a KY jelly tube.
Yes. Oh, no. We're sorry.
No, great guess, though.
I like that guess.
Great guess. You're going to get the Ouchie the Clown horn. Thank you, my friend. And don't forget that every guess is
a clue for you.
So, Super Bowl. Oh, here you go. I got something from the guy in Reno. Incidentally, somebody...
Did you win any of your bets out in Reno?
I only made one.
Oh, that's right.
About Gannon passed it over 260 yards.
Yep.
Somebody from the Gaming Commission actually called our Reno radio station on Friday to say that it is illegal to make a bet with someone and give somebody a percentage of your winnings.
Hmm.
So I didn't...
That means you keep all your winnings.
I didn't know that, but I got this note from the guy, FedExed. Don, $100 at... 1.1, I don't get the odds there. Can you figure out
that? Means you got less than your bet. It wasn't an even
bet
money
$100
bet. Less than an even money bet.
Bet $100 to win $90.90. Mm-hmm. Gannon over 254 yards passing.
Right.
Follow directions on back to collect. A front for you guys anytime. Keep the 10%. It's my pleasure to be able to listen to you guys. That's from Dave.
That's nice.
Carol in Reno, Nevada.
There it is.
There is a...
There's your wage here.
So I actually lost money, though, right?
No.
You get back. You just don't get back... you don't double your money.
Right.
Just short. You get back less. For example, the safest bet at the Super Bowl, I was reading about this, one of the safest bets is a bet that if you put down $100, you can make... if you put down $800... You can get $100 back.
Well,
and that's the safety bet that I was telling you about yesterday, where if you bet on there not being a safety in the Super Bowl and there hasn't been one for a certain amount of time, you bet $800 to make $100.
Well, you see why I'm confused, and of course it's because the guy in Reno was nice enough to front the $100.
You get your $100 back. Plus, I think on that particular bet you got...
$90.90.
Yeah, not a bad bet. Almost an even money bet.
Pretty good. All right. Well, thanks for sending that in. Okay, Super Bowl ads. According to the Super Bowl ad meter, the number one ad was the Clydesdales and the zebra looking at the instant replay.
You know, now, I was looking at that in USA Today, and I really, really do believe that is fixed.
I think
that's bought and paid for. That ad meter, as far as who had the best ads, I think that's completely, like, rigged.
Mike, the second ad...
Get to know Charlie.
To me, seems to be impossible. It was the second most popular ad. It's where the guy is in front of the bar,
right?
And it says no pets, and he's got the black poodle.
Oh, yeah.
So he puts the poodle on his head.
Red one.
Oh, that was so funny.
Get to know Charlie.
Right. I love that.
That was... within 0.5 of a point of being the most popular commercial during the entire game.
Mm-hmm. Not as popular as the baboons.
Charlie, that was number 3.
Get to know Charlie.
The baboons in the water, and then they were all cheering.
The baboons catapulting to a nearby polar bear pool.
I love that. I absolutely love that ad.
Amazing.
Fourth most popular ad was the strongman contest to get the big refrigerator of Bud Light.
That one I missed completely. Yeah. I did not see that commercial.
Followed by my favorite, the Reebok one with Terry Tate, the office linebacker.
Knocking down the people in the office.
But then you had another one that I thought was dumb. For the soft drink, where the dog lifts up his leg to take a leak and actually blows the lid off the fire hydrant.
Right.
And the guy goes, ooh, that's cool and refreshing.
That didn't make a lot of sense to me.
Then you had... And again, who did they poll?
Yeah.
The ninth most popular commercial was the one where they had four out of five dentists say...
Yeah, that didn't do it for me either.
No.
Trident gum, you know, is good for you. And the fifth doctor has a squirrel that climbs up his pants.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's just, that didn't do it that much.
When then, he goes, was that when he went, no!
Yeah. And yeah. The tenth most popular ad was, again, for beer, when the guy's on the beach... And picks up the shell.
That I laughed out loud at.
Oh, did you really?
I did laugh at that. Yeah. I just laughed because maybe, well, you know what? I think they ran that later in the game.
Yeah. Ah.
And I was laughing outside. I showed my teeth and laughed like a little kid when the Willie Nelson ad came.
Yeah, I loved that one.
The Willie Nelson ad, and the thing that made it funny was when the shaving cream was hurting Willie Nelson.
It's
that
hurting.
Commercial is not funny unless they add that little thing. It's hurting me. And then it's an ad for H&R Block. It wasn't an ad for shaving cream. It was fantastic.
I did like the one with Tiki and Rondi Barber, only because they changed the end.
See, I didn't see that.
You've seen that one so many times.
How did they change the end?
Well, she says, one of you is playing in the Super Bowl right now.
Right, right.
And it was just a real quick ending.
Oh, really?
That you hadn't seen before.
Okay.
Then you have, we're going to move further down the list now to ones that people didn't like so much.
All right.
Now, working our way towards the bottom. Celine Dion singing for Chrysler.
Yeah.
I believe I said this last week.
Right.
You know, if there's any way to say to America, please don't buy our car, don't have Celine Dion singing for you.
You have been a Celine Dion hater for a long, long time.
Followed by AOL. The advantages of AOL.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't well received. Followed by Jarrett.
Oh, yeah.
From Subway.
You know, I'm sorry, but since I'd rather have him fat.
Where he dreams about going to Subway.
Yeah, too much product. I think really what you can take away from the Super Bowl ads, and really, you take the product. Yeah, you put the product in there, and you know it's all well and good, but if it's all about the product, you know it's a cheesy ad. And you're right in the league with all the other cheesy ads, and you don't separate yourself.
I'll tell you what I didn't get was the Levi's ad.
Which one was that?
Okay, it's this guy and this girl that are wearing Levi's.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden they hear something and they show from all these other shots. They're walking through, it looks like New York or San Francisco, a big city.
Mm-hmm.
And there's thousands of cattle that are running through the city streets.
Right.
What do you call that?
The running of the bulls.
Yeah, but right. No, it's a, what is it, Robbie? It's a
stampede.
It's a stampede.
Oh,
right.
Stampede. Isn't there a running of the bulls commercial too?
There was. Not during the Super Bowl, but that's one where the Sprint guy says he wanted...
Dachshund, or oxen instead of
oxen. And he ended up getting dachshund.
Okay, all right.
So anyway, it's all these bulls or cattle...
Or buffalo or whatever
they are. And the guy and the girl, they're running right towards them down a major metropolitan street. And they hold hands, and all of the animals go around them.
Who knows?
Because they're wearing Levi's.
Yeah, boo.
I don't get it.
All right.
Here are the five that people hated the most.
I went winky-tink a lot during the Super Bowl.
I'll go 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 to the one that people hated the most.
Okay.
Fifth least popular. When the dude's riding on the subway.
Oh, yeah.
And the people say...
Or staring at him.
You killed me.
Yeah.
Because you bought drugs.
Yeah, that was a little... That was heavy. Well, I mean, it's a heavy message, but, you know, I don't know whether that's the time for it.
No.
Okay. Then the ad for Bad Boys 2. People didn't like that.
No, I mean, because it was kind of a generic movie ad, and it seemed out of place.
Then you have a DVD release of the first season of The Osbournes.
Mm-hmm.
People didn't like that ad.
Right.
Then you had the one for Yahoo, where people are singing that Kermit the Frog song.
Right, right.
About rainbows.
Mm-hmm.
And the commercial that people disliked the most was the one for the tennis tournament in Houston in November.
Because it really had nothing, you know, it wasn't anything really special. It was your generic. I thought that the commercial that looked to me like they spent the most money for the least impact was the commercial where the truck didn't have a driver. I think it was Monster.com. That the job service,
yeah.
and you had all that, you know, the production values with blowing up the gas station and driving through, and it seemed to me at the end of that commercial, I said, yeah, okay. I mean, they spent tons of money and obviously blew up a lot of things, but at the end, that didn't really work for me.
Did you like or did you not like the one where the guy throws up his beef jerky.
Dodge Ram, the Heimlich spot.
Did you like that one? I like that one as well.
Yeah, that was good.
I thought that was a good one. I love the clown peeing one. Yeah. That was a good one. I didn't like the guy with the third arm.
No, that didn't, I didn't think that was particularly good. The clown, are you talking about the clown peeing where the clown was upside down? That was hysterical.
Yeah. And you realize, again, what an influence the movie The Matrix has had on every goddamn movie that's been made ever since The Matrix. Because every ad, with the exception of maybe the Jim Carrey movie, and that's the first time we saw that ad, that movie looked pretty funny to me.
Anger Management.
With the, that's Adam Sandler.
Oh, that's right. Jack Nicholson and Adam Sandler. Right, that looks like, looks fantastic.
That looks funny.
That'll be the first Adam Sandler movie in a long time. I'm going to get, I mean, you must be going nuts.
Yeah.
That looks absolutely incredible.
That's a good pairing.
What did you think of the Hulk teaser?
I think the Hulk looks too CGI'd.
He does. He doesn't look real. That's what I thought, too.
Yeah. The Jim Carrey one is where he gets to be God for a week.
Oh, yeah. Right, right.
And looked funny. But with the exception of that and, I guess, the Adam Sandler movie, you see, everything else looks like The Matrix. Mm-hmm. Charlie's Angels looks like The Matrix.
Yeah.
Bad Boys 2 looks like The Matrix.
Ever since The Matrix, you go to see a movie like Shrek where they have a Matrix scene, where the princess is fighting the bad guys. Right. It's amazing.
Daredevil looks like Matrix.
Right.
Everybody's doing the thing where they're climbing up the wall.
You know, seriously, I joke about Charlie, but my favorite ad still was the baboon
Charlie.
The baboons cracked me up because of the facial expressions. They were so into the detail of those animals, and that is what makes that work. And I don't know, there's certain ones you look at that you're looking at this computer kind of generated thing, and part of that commercial was computer, but some of it looks, it was uncannily detailed and well done.
Well, my vote again was for the Reebok ad.
It was
so good. The guy says, since we've hired Terry, production is up 87%. I mean, he's just going through it all, this big, gigantic football player.
Right.
And just picking people up.
Yep.
And throwing them and blocking them and stepping on them.
Right.
It was a good one. It was a good.
I didn't mind the one with the ring, with the gold ring. It was, it was all right.
The pizza one?
Yeah, I didn't mind that.
I thought that was dumb.
Yeah.
Okay, right. So you had you had had a couple of beverages by then.
I'd had it before kickoff.
Okay.
I was laughing at all the commercials. I was showing my teeth at all the commercials.
Hello, Don and Mike.
That one on the subway? The commercial?
You killed me.
Laughed my ass off.
You killed me.
Right.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi. I just wanted to make a quick suggestion in deference to the Super Bowl. You should not be asking for caller 100. You should be asking for caller C.
All right, as in Roman numerals.
There you go.
Amen, my friend. Hold on, my kid's on the phone. Hey, buddy.
Yo, Dad, you probably already know this, but if you go to the Reebok site, they have like 3.5 minute long Terry Tate films.
Yeah. I did see that. That was at the very end of the spot. For more, go to Reebok.com.
Yeah, I'm on there now. That's pretty funny.
Are you at home or at school?
At home.
Okay. All right, outstanding.
Okay.
What was your favorite ad yesterday?
Terry Tate. Office linebacker.
Tate.
Yeah. Gotcha. All right, but you like the baboons as well, right?
Yeah, they're pretty funny.
Okay.
Actually, I kind of like the Yao Ming ad, too.
Oh,
Yao Ming
was funny. That was real well-done ad as well.
That guy's an instant icon, isn't he?
Yeah.
Absolutely, an instant cultural icon.
Pretty good. Yo, Yao. All right. Bye-bye. Okay. I love you. See you.
Me too.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Yeah. Not bad. Not bad. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
On a mic.
Yeah.
It occurred to you guys that those baboons would have been polar bear food in about 3 seconds.
Did it occur to you that it's a fake commercial?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Did you watch Jimmy Kimmel?
No.
He did a bunch of Arnold stuff.
We live in Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
And Channel 7 here, ABC 7.
All Britain.
The most effed up station.
Mm-hmm.
First off, all those people that went out and bought high-definition TVs so they could get this game were screwed.
Oh, man, absolutely.
Channel 7 didn't even turn on the HD TV until the game started.
And then they had horrible problems with it, and the audio was... Rob, the audio was never up to speed, correct?
No, and you could only realize it, when they showed Madden and Michael.
Right,
It was horrible.
So... They had
or any of the musical performances.
They had all that backwards.
Mm-hmm.
A neighbor of mine who has it called me up and said, does it look to you like Shania Twain is 3 seconds behind?
Mm-hmm.
He said, it's the worst lip sync I've ever seen. And
right.
I said, no, she's singing. I said, I've got the record. I'm sure she's singing.
Yeah, I mean, it's they really screwed everybody here.
So not only did they screw up the HDTV, but Channel 7 here in D.C. has decided they're not running the Jimmy Kimmel Show.
Ever.
And they,
forever.
Yes. They have the worst production in the world because, give me a spot here, for instance.
Yeah, every time you would see the network go to a Jimmy Kimmel promo.
Here's how much you, like, for instance, just pretend the beginning of this commercial says the Jimmy Kimmel Show. They go, the score, Oakland 21, Tampa Bay 3. We'll be right back.
Tonight on NBC, 3 shows.
The makers of the Doctor's Night Guard would have to apologize
like
for the
that.
Following.
That's how they do it. They, it was almost like somebody was sitting in a control room waiting for the Jimmy Kimmel ad to come on, and then they would hit another promo for Channel 7. I don't know what they're up to over there.
And because it's a national ABC campaign.
Right.
On our home station here in Washington, D.C.
How many? We've run tons of commercials.
Every commercial break today will feature an ad for the Jimmy Kimmel Show.
Right. And then we don't get
even though Channel 7 is now running the show.
And I don't think it's being aired in Baltimore either.
That's true.
Really not in Baltimore
and
either?
And a number of other towns. That's true. Yeah.
What is their reasoning? Is because they thought it would be too dirty? Is that what it is? Or is money?
Yeah, because ABC only gives them 2 minutes per half hour to fill locally. Whereas if they run ER, they own the whole schedule. They
all right. So it's bucks.
Go Bucks! Oh, you're talking about the Bucks with a K.
Yes. Hey, and Willie Nelson would never shave his beard off.
No. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
That was for the guy called about the polar bears.
Hello.
How about the ad where the guy's on his phone with his buddies and his girlfriend and her mother are at the door? And he says...
With a big ass?
You know, got that big ass.
That's like an old Saturday Night Live sketch.
Has anybody seen The Nutty Professor?
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
I've seen that effect before.
Yeah, that was special.
Didn't do it.
That was a good one. Thanks, guys.
I kind of look at an ad like that as your personal IQ test. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand exactly what you're saying.
Sir, and you loved it?
I liked it.
You like it a lot?
I liked it a lot.
Of course, if you saw me sitting in the chair when that baboon ad came on and you saw my reaction, you'd call me Forrest Gump.
Hello, Don.
I was leaning back, unhinging my jaw laughing at that.
Hello.
Hey, congratulations on your Super Bowl Sunday.
Thank you, Ed. Same to you. Oh, sir, that NFL thing is what we're
that NFL thing.
That NFL thing Sunday.
Right.
And can you call it that instead of the big game now? Because that's getting old.
Hey, you know what? And I know now the Super Bowl's over. You know how I know that?
How?
Because today in the mail, my spring training tickets came.
Hope springs eternal.
Yes, sir.
When your name is Mike O'Mara.
Absolutely. And, you know, I'm going to be paying pretty close attention to those guys that are swimming in manure today. I don't want to give anything away.
Okay.
I'm just going to be taking a good look at that.
Are you thinking about
that
for our bet?
Warmer, you know, will be as a, you know, it's the exposure, and you know, I'd want to keep a T-shirt on.
Hey, do you think they should have like just had with the Celine Dion commercial? Do you think that they should have just had her like nail into a tree right at the end? That would have made it really good, wouldn't it?
Wow, another Celine Dion fan.
Yeah, love you guys.
Thank you, my friend. I do hate that bitch, man. Okay. I don't know why. I just
did you like the Dixie Chicks singing the national anthem?
Yeah, they were very good.
I thought really it was one of the best versions. And I go way back before she was all effed up.
They just sang it like it was a regular song.
Yeah, with phenomenal harmony and really well thought out harmony, unique harmony that I've never heard before. The best since the Whitney Houston when she wasn't effed up national anthem.
I thought it was great and also very exciting to see six eyes all pointing in different directions.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
Hey, Mike.
What the?
You really think Celine Dion did a good job at the beginning of that?
Well, I'm sorry. I'm reacting to what Rob just said. What is that, sir?
You really thought that Celine Dion did a great job at the beginning of that?
No, I was talking about the...
Mike said the Dixie Chicks.
Dixie Chicks, I thought was the best anthem I've heard in years.
I was going to say, a Canadian singing God Bless America.
Yes.
No, I thought her version of America the Beautiful was okay.
Oh yeah, she's got a great voice, but
no, she sucks. She's an awful singer. She's a praying mantis, and if it was me, this would be the ad. Celine Dion for Chrysler. Chrysler equals love. Drive equals love. Here's Celine. Driving a silver Chrysler. Look her turn at the corner. Look at the handling. Oh, my God.
Oh, no. Oh, you
humanity. Oh, my God. Selene, we have to get it. Where are the jaws of life?
We've just killed Selene. Please now, buy a Chrysler.
Yeah. Lisa, are you bringing in a picture of the Dixie Chicks?
Yeah.
Rob says they're cross-eyed.
They aren't. They're not cross-eyed at all.
Why did you, Rob? I have never. I'm looking at the one here.
They're
on the
mildly
right.
Cross-eyed.
That one, right. I'm going to give you her maybe a little.
Rob,
they are mildly cross-eyed.
Yeah.
Keep in mind, Mike, that's the best picture that I know. You can take of them. Right there. And that's maybe even airbrushed.
More you now, wait, do you contend that they are all cross-eyed?
All mildly cross-eyed have caught in the right light. They're running around like Marty Feldman.
Now I will never look at them again the same way. I have got to see a Dixie Chicks video to see if they're cross-eyed.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I can't believe you guys like the Dixie Chicks. Two look like trannies, the big tall ones.
Just saying the way they sang.
I thought the anthem was absolutely beautiful the way they sang it. We don't want to do them.
They sound pretty good.
Okay. Hey, and the Jimmy Kimmel Show is on in Baltimore.
Okay. Ah, change their mind then.
All right, thank you, my friend. Bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike.
I liked them a lot better before I found out they were cross-eyed.
Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I have you guys to thank. My friends and I must have overloaded the voicemail system at Channel 7 last night. We called up and just were using terms like money, demographic, 18 to 49. That you guys would say. I called up as a senior citizen. I said, I'm on a fixed in-. I'm not going to try the old voice, but I was like, I'm a senior citizen. I'm on a fixed income. I have no money to spend, but I love ER. And thank God you guys are not airing that young whippersnapper Jimmy Kimmel. And this guy Howard, the poor intern at Channel 7. He got about 150 calls last night,
wow.
Like four of us. I mean, we were so pissed off.
Yeah.
Channel 7 is the best station to goof on. We used to love back in the day when they would interrupt a soap opera for a news bulletin.
Yeah.
You could call Channel 7 and just say newsroom.
Right.
And like one of the anchors would actually pick up the phone.
Oh,
this
yeah.
is Del Walters.
You did it for recreation where you'd say, and we played the tape once or twice. You know,
I called up and I was like, I got a news flash for you. He's like, okay, what's your news? I was like, Channel 7 sucks and Jimmy Kimmel's money and you guys suck. And just kept saying it. And they kept putting me to the voicemail of this guy, Howard. Great. 150 voicemails.
And you know, the Jimmy Kimmel thing was one thing, but then they were having their whole high def problem yesterday, too. So mm-hmm. I'm sure they fielded a few phone calls good. Yesterday at Channel 7.
I know they did. They got some from my neighbor.
Yeah. Good.
Who spent like buku dollars mm-hmm. on this HD TV.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, I guess they Channel 7 waited until the game started. To turn it on.
I don't know what statistics are, but I would venture to say that you know your biggest purchase of new televisions probably occurs before the Super Bowl,
right.
Where people want to get the new technology.
Mike, hold on. From CNN.com.
Yes.
Here's a picture of the Dixie Chicks. And they sure do look cross-eyed. They look more cross-eyed in this picture than they do on the cover of People magazine.
This is a Rob Spiewak creation.
It comes from breeding, man.
And I want to tell you something. If you look very carefully, Mike.
Yes.
You can see a swastika.
Oh, stop it. My God.
You really
unbelievable.
Can. You really
unbelievable.
Can. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah. I think the worst commercial of the Super Bowl had to be the teen pregnancy commercial.
Oh, you know, I will give you this. The teen pregnancy and the anti-drug stuff don't belong on a national football holiday show.
I don't know why they put it there, but I guess they're reaching a big audience. This is another picture of the Dixie Chicks.
Now, this was not touched with Photoshop or anything?
No, I searched images on Google, and it was one of the many. It's just a picture.
Take a look at the one on the bottom row, Mike.
Okay.
She's cross-eyed.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Robbie, you're right.
Oh, you're cracking me up.
You're right, Rob.
It's not like me to go out and find fault with people.
Oh, that's
true. That's just a little
and that's
bit
the cross-eyed. One. That's the one. I think there's only one that's cross-eyed, and that's a little bit.
About that teen pregnancy thing, Bart had some buddies over yesterday, including his gal pal, and there was a real moment of uncomfortableness in the room when the ad started, and it looked like an ad for, you know, just a regular couple
right.
having a baby. Would say, you know, these people are about to get news that will change their lives,
mm-hmm.
and then check the pregnancy test, it's positive, and then they got like a 14-year-old girl in the next room, and they say, marijuana makes you do things that you don't want to do. And I look right over, and there's my kid with his arm around his girlfriend.
Oh, my wow. God.
All I said was, don't do pot.
Yeah.
Don't do pot. Like, that's going to stop them from effing.
Yeah, it makes you cross-eyed, too.
Don't do pot.
Is that another picture of the Dixie Chicks?
Another picture. Same picture in color, though, Mike. The cross-eyed Dixie Chicks.
Oh, my God.
And here is our first call from Oakland, California.
Right. Oh, boy.
Oaktown.
What's up?
Oaktown, what was happening last night in Oakland?
What the hell's going on?
Man, first I'd like to say Keyshawn's a fag. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you what, it was kind of scary just to go out of your house.
You know, in Tampa Bay, there's all kinds of great areas in Tampa Bay. Tampa, excuse me, they don't like it when you call it Tampa Bay.
But
Tampa, you go and party, but there were no reports of people turning over cars. Yeah, or
kind of a laid-back lifestyle down there.
Well, I don't know what it is. What it is about California. I mean, L.A. Lakers, they win a championship, they go burn things. So you know, they lose, they burn things. What is it about here? You know, I don't get it.
Were you out there last night for any of the riots?
I wasn't going anywhere. I told everybody, if they win, I'm not going outside. If they lose, I'm not going outside.
So what was the rationale? The reason the people went crazy in Oakland was because they
wanted some free stuff, and they probably went to McDonald's to get a free Happy Meal and didn't get it, so they just burned the place down.
I think people that are going to do that are doing that. They don't give a rat's ass about a game or anything else. They want to go out, and they want to do that, because that's the kind of element that's going to do that kind of crap.
Exactly.
Well, you know,
Tampa Bay's just a bunch of fags too, though, I just wanted to say.
Okay, thank you, Raider Nation. You know, we've said it before to many of our cities with teams, we'll say it again. If you're going to riot responsibly.
That's right.
You know, get yourself a designated fire starter.
I guess about 100 arrests yesterday were made during that riot.
A little over 100. Three firefighters hurt.
I heard all the 100 people they arrested were cross-eyed.
Yeah, well.
Just like the Dixie Chicks.
They're only slightly cross-eyed.
Slightly, mildly cross-eyed.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Mike.
Yes, sir.
Do you remember the commercial that they were teasing about the baseball teams losing when the dude had the Boston Red Sox hat on?
Oh, that's an ESPN commercial.
Right.
The only ESPN commercial that I laughed at was the Joe Montana losing the ring.
That was pretty good.
This is terrible.
Yeah, I told Mike when I saw that.
No, I didn't see that. I'll have to check that one out.
I saw a new one on ESPN over the weekend. Maybe it was new to me at least, where Rich Eisen is talking to some NASCAR guy, and he's saying, what kind of shampoo do you use? Do you use shampoo with conditioner? And the NASCAR guy says, nah, you know, my hair feels oily. And all of a sudden, you see out in the parking lot, you see the NASCAR's driver's car. Some guy's just out there doing wheelies and spinning around it. And the next thing is Rich Eisen and the NASCAR driver running down the parking lot. And the NASCAR guy's going nuts. He's going, are you crazy? You're out of your mind. This is $1 million machine. And it's a mascot.
Oh, that's old.
I never seen
that
it.
That is ancient.
Where Rich Eisen goes.
It's hysterical.
He gives him like $40 and he goes, you have got big ones, my man. I didn't think you were going to do it.
They use the mascots on that so well. And, you know, it's so great that they're continuing that tradition with and that relationship with that ad agency that makes those ads. Yeah. I love those.
I had not seen it. All right, Mike.
Are we continuing the parade of Dixie Chicks photographs?
We have one more picture. And this time, it's the middle girl.
All right.
They're always in different orders, right. But it's the middle
you
girl.
Can't even see your eyes.
She's cross-eyed.
Cross-eyed. Six sets of eyes going in different directions.
Got a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I guess I'm old-fashioned, but I don't like to talk on the Senate floor about the kind of stuff that has been funded, the taxpayers' money used for it. Like the woman who smeared herself with chocolate,
Lisa,
and urinated on the stage and invited people to come up and
Lisa Herndon.
I guess there's no way to conduct a gynecological examination.
The Don and Mike Show. Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Don, Mike, both of you idiots.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the mundus.
They're dope on the floor and they're magic on the mic. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Coming up, the post-Super Bowl manure swim.
Hey, the manure swim.
You're going to hear that next. Live from our parking lot. Plus, as an added bonus, from time to time today, we're going to pull back the curtain and let you hear a little radio magic.
Yes, from a place where we used to call home.
As you know, we had a very stormy relationship with radio station WNEW in New York.
Right.
It was a piece of S station. We did awful shows when we were there, and I take responsibility that we focused too much on New York, bending over backwards way too many times to try to appease those sons of bitches when we should have just done the regular show that we always do.
Our regular show, and let them come aboard, it would have been much better.
But anyway, we had external problems and internal problems, and it was just a mess, and we ended up buying our way out of the deal, and they blew up the station today.
Wow. Yes, today is the official day where they said bye-bye to whatever talk format they were trying to go for.
So now via satellite, and this is not a gag.
You are now listening to WNEW in New York City.
Huh. Now, I believe what they're doing is faking people out.
Yeah. Like putting on different formats.
Yeah, for a couple of days in a row, they'll play wacky music to try to get the market talking. But what we're going to do is just leave it on in the background and every once in a while hear when they identify the station.
Now, no disc jockeys today, correct?
No, none. Just some guy on a tape saying, "You're listening to the new sound of WNEW.
Right.
Yuck.
A little of everything you're playing, right?
Yeah. Lots of Eminem, though, from what I hear.
Well, really?
From what I hear, an awful lot of Eminem.
Fascinating.
I understand that we have a jerk-off on the phone. Robbie, hold on. Are we rolling tape? Buzz, can you give us, in your best DJ voice,
yes,
jerk-off on the line?
Jerk-off on the line.
All right. Can we play that back with reverb?
You know, he can do it live if you want, or you know what?
Yeah, hold on. If I set this up like this,
put it through the processing.
Yeah. All right, Buzz. Give me, because I understand we have a guy on the line who doesn't like the show.
Okay.
And we take all calls.
We do.
So go ahead, Buzz.
And now, jerk off on the line.
And there we go. This feature again is called Buzz.
Jerk off on the line.
Let's go to the jerk off. Yes. Hi.
Why are you calling me a jerk-off, man? I ain't no jerk-off.
All right, what's your point?
My point is, you fat bastards are always picking on everybody. The Dixie chicks are hot. You fat bastards need to look in the mirror, especially that Bob Stewart character. His head is the size of a pumpkin. And you're going to call somebody a jerk-off and call somebody...
Buzz, what is the name of this feature again?
Jerk-off on the line.
No.
Yes. Yes, continue, please.
Yes, go ahead. You're making great sense.
Hey, Mike, I feel bad for you, man. I'm separated. Sorry, buddy.
All right.
Anyway.
Thanks for bringing that up. That's another Buzz. What is this guy?
Jerk-off on the line.
Very good.
Come on, Mike. Kill him, Mike.
You know, I question his sincerity. He's not legitimately as angry as I thought he was.
No.
And that takes the fun out of it.
Let's
for
change
me.
It, then.
You want me to start crushing? You want
Buzz,
to
let's change it. Okay. Extremely dumb guy on the line.
There we go.
What?
Extremely dumb guy on the line.
He just dropped the F-bomb a couple of times, so we had to delete him out.
There you go.
How about this one, Buzz?
Yeah.
Guy who's no longer on the show on the line.
Guy who's no longer on the show on the line.
There you go. Well, sorry to build expectations.
Yeah, you know, it's only really fun when somebody really is legit.
Joe came in and said, hey, I got a guy. I don't know if you want him or not.
This guy.
I said, bring him on.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the new sounds of WNEW in New York City.
Is this song almost over? What is this?
I like that.
What is this? Is this this must be something that the genii have come up with.
I came up with that, you know. I mean, when you hear that in rap songs,
to draw
you invented that?
What they want to do is they want to get anybody who ever listened to the station to turn it on and go, "Oh my God, I'll never listen again."
Right.
So I guess dead segues without
right.
Any information on WNAW.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody. Greg Cumia with you. 18 until the hour right now. Special request here for Mr. Ken Stevens.
Chill out. What's she yelling for?
Well, that's what's happening on WNEW in New York.
It sounds like they're playing music everybody can agree on, even the boss.
Even the boss, who's sitting at his house right now. Yeah, boss, how about give us a Dumb Station on the line?
Dumb Station on the line.
Yeah. All right. Well, you can understand. We're taking a moment just to laugh.
To enjoy.
About what the hell's going on there.
What the hell is going on up there? Well,
I don't think they know. I think eventually it's going to be some kind of female-oriented light rock.
That's what you hear? Your sources tell you that?
That's what I've thought for the last 6 months.
Right.
And I don't know.
I hear they're going contemporary hit cross-eyed radio.
I knew that was coming. I saw that one coming a mile away.
Tell you what I feel bad for is Ron and Fez.
Yeah.
These are two disc jockeys who we actually are very fond of. They were caught in the middle of our war with the other disc jockeys that got fired
right.
for the church thing.
Yeah.
And I guess Ron and Fez are going to have to move to D.C. now to do their show.
Where the food is.
Yeah, I don't know what the plans are. I mean, they're kind of tight-lipped about it.
Hey! This is the only station now that will have them.
Hi, Don!
And I heard earlier today that I guess they're not doing a show tonight.
Wow.
You know, they're welcome here
yep.
at WJFK.
Yeah.
Come on. Come on to where the food is, boys.
Come on.
Let me see. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don, Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, you know, about the commercials, the Budweiser one with the zebra?
Yeah.
Wasn't that a rerun?
Oh, the you're talking about the Clydesdales.
I thought that was
new.
Now,
what's brand new?
Brand now, Don.
Yeah.
Wasn't that a brand new spot?
Brand new, Mike. Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike.
Yes.
Oh God.
Hi.
Shall I?
It's not the Raider Nation anymore. It's Raider Village. Yeah, and also the Dixie Chicks, they're victims.
Hold on. I'm still feeling the abdominal pains from laughing so much at your first joke.
Yeah, I was pretty weak.
Yes,
yeah,
give me a second, sir.
I'm calling from Sacramento.
I'm cramping up, man.
You're calling from Sacramento.
Give me a second.
All right,
I'm ready.
They're victims of Gavin Johnson's invention.
Which is?
Gavin?
No.
You know, the jerk, remember?
What are you talking about?
Are you talking about the Steve Martin movie?
Yeah, remember their classes?
What in the name of God is he speaking about? The worst caller of the day?
Okay, click, 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 click. Buzz, that would be the worst caller of the
worst caller of the day.
And it's Naven Johnson. That was his name in The Jerk.
If you remember Steve Martin when he was working at the gas station being shot at, when Maude's husband came in, his glasses kept slipping down his nose.
Bill Macy?
Yeah. Yeah, so Steve Martin welded him a little thing to keep the glasses up on his nose.
Watch out for you, Maude!
And he said, I'll give you the idea. And Bill Macy said, if I ever make money, you'll get the money. And that's how Steve Martin became rich.
So correct me if I'm wrong.
The Jerk.
Even fans of The Jerk, big fans of the movie The Jerk, might be a little hard-pressed to remember the guy's name in The Jerk.
Especially if it was wrong.
Right. Yeah, right. Especially if it was wrong.
Yeah.
So he's going back to an obscure movie and really not even recounting anything that anyone would remember from that obscure movie.
And Buzz, that's why he is...
Worst call of the day on the line. And that was after his horrible joke about the Raiders Nation becoming the Raider Village.
And Buzz, now let's go back to New York and check...
The Dumb Station on the line.
We keep missing the ends of the records.
Well, it doesn't matter because the one that we did get, the segue we got, they didn't say anything, so we're not sure what they're doing.
But I hear they are saying some stuff on this station.
We haven't heard it yet, though. It's just basically some guy sitting there playing records in that lonely, empty building.
Hang on, studio.
God,
eighth and ninth floor. Eighth floor, very, very empty. Ninth floor, is it eighth floor or ninth floor?
Studio was on the ninth floor.
Studio was on the ninth, and the upstairs was the tenth.
Yeah.
You know, I'm so tempted. I live so close to Ken.
Mm-hmm.
I every day
Every day I'm tempted just to drive down that long road and knock on his door.
Just see how he's doing.
Say, hey, buddy.
What's going on?
Pretty ironic how things have turned out.
Yeah.
Here you are, and here we are.
Pretty amazing.
We told you 2 years ago,
mm-hmm.
you backed the wrong horse.
You did indeed.
We told him.
Takes a lot of carbon monoxide to fill up a six-car garage.
That would make mine.
Oh, man.
Give Buzz.
That's Buzz's cruelest comment in years.
Cruelest comment in years. Give it to us, Buzz.
Cruelest comment in years on the line.
Wow. That's awesome.
That's good.
Sorry.
Yeah, it was good, Buzz.
Man.
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Hey, Don and Mike. This is Alan from Woodbridge.
Hello, Alan.
Hey, I just want to say, I was cracking up last night after the game. They had John Madden was talking about the Super Bowl rings and who had them, and he was saying how they can't take that away from them. I was thinking of you guys, of Mike's impression when John Madden was on a low budget Jeopardy.
You can't take that away from them. No, not a chance.
You know, last night it became incredibly apparent that there really is no chemistry between Al Michaels and John Madden.
No, zip.
And you find it especially in the shots. And why do they now insist, all the networks insist, on showing us the guys in the booth during the game?
And standing. There's my extra large shirt.
We don't need to see that to begin with. But at least when you're watching like a game on Fox or CBS, the announcers are at least sitting or standing next to each other. Mm. Madden and Al Michaels have space between them, and I'm a big guy, I don't read too much into it, but I look at body language, and I watched Al Michaels as John Madden was speaking,
right,
and was making his points with his hands, mm-hmm. and saying, you know, and he was making a valid point. He was saying, the Raiders are not playing like it's the Super Bowl. Tampa Bay is playing like a Super Bowl.
Right.
Al Michaels had his hands in his pockets.
Yeah.
Now, I ain't no psychology major.
All right, I hate him. I hate him.
The hands in the pockets means he doesn't like John Madden.
Well, he's offensive.
He seemed uncomfortable. He didn't know what to say. Al Michaels did.
He's trying to keep his balance standing on that box.
Very, very much. And the one time towards the end of the game when it looked like the Raiders were coming back, he said, I hope I don't have to pull out. Do you believe in miracles? Yeah, like, right, Al, because 100 million Americans are waiting for you and your monkey teeth to say that to us. Your incredibly yellow, diseased bottom teeth. Yuck.
Well, they don't have chemistry, and it's kind of a drag because, I mean, it just seems to me that Madden's the most fun when he's having fun, and maybe he's not having as much fun as he's had in the past.
And Madden seemed to be... What's that thing in Turkey that makes you sleepy?
A little tryptophan?
Mm-hmm. Seemed like madness.
Yeah, you know, I was taking tryptophan, and it was real tough for me to sit next to Al.
He really had no enthusiasm
yesterday. Yeah, he's a real... Is game over yet? It's steak time. How about some steak?
Pasta sauce.
Oh, man. Dixie chicks. Take a look at that. They're singing the National Anthem. Cross-eyed there. That makes it tough to sing and, you know, do that.
Let's see.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is John Madden. You're listening to WNEW in New York.
And what is it?
This is the dumbest station on the line.
Now, Rob, this is not a joke. No, this is the actual new idea. All right, somebody put it. I swear to Christ.
Somebody got it?
Yeah, this is not a gag. So don't be waiting for like a fake tape.
Stay tuned. New station, 102.7, coming soon.
Wow.
They put a lot of thought into that.
And why use...
It really worked hard.
Why use, the call letters that are the first... three letters of New York City. You know, why
right.
Why bother? Just say 102.7, you incredible moron.
I can only imagine how many of the new corporate geeks got together and had to sign off memos before they finally came up with this piece of programming.
Stay tuned. New station, 102.7, coming soon.
Too wordy.
Think.
Yeah.
That after they fired the other guys, they actually said to us, would you like to come back? Would you like to come back?
Yeah, there's not a snowball's chance in hell.
Not a chance.
p.m.
I don't know why I didn't call.
John, what is this?
This is the dumbest station on the line. Well, what the hell are they up to? Man, oh man. Do they have any food commercials on? Bam!
Stay tuned. New station, 102.7, coming soon.
Who's that fag?
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Tom.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hello, doing Tom. Great.
Guess what? I won the Super Bowl team.
That's right.
You what? You won the team? Somebody's giving you the Tampa Bay Buccaneers?
I believe what he's saying is on Friday's episode, Tom did pick
Tampa Bay
to win.
That's true.
Yep.
Did you win money?
Yes, Don.
Tom?
Yes, Don?
For anything you want, I mean, if you want to come down and be on the show for a month?
Yes.
If you want money, if you want a car?
Uh-oh.
Yep.
Anything you want?
Yes.
Spell Buccaneer right now.
Hold on. Take your time, Tom.
Hold on. No time to look it up.
All right, go ahead.
Spell it.
B-A-C.
Yeah.
A-R-E-D.
Baccarat.
Tom.
Or Baccared.
You had me at B.
Perfect.
You had me at B. Tom, you're so, so close.
And, you know, might as well represent the losers, too. Spell Raider.
R-A-I-D-E.
Perfect. Anything else?
What else?
Not necessary.
20% on your annual membership. The Training Academy at 520.
Oh, the heck's that for commercial?
Wow.
It's
impressive.
Impressive. Can you believe that?
718. What station is that? Is that WNEW?
Yeah. That station's a mess, isn't
that
it, Tom?
That damn station. Get that off of there. We want Don and Mike back up there in New York.
Roar!
Charlie!
Gentlemen, start your engines. InstantTabs.com.
What would you say to the management of Infinity Broadcasting, Tom?
Up there in New York?
Yeah.
If I say it, will you get mad?
Well, just use initials.
S-K.
S-K? You mean suck?
No.
You mean S-S-K?
No. You mean they suck trash.
Suck trash?
I would be completely lost right now.
I don't get suck trash.
Do you mean SK and maybe you want to use a C instead of a K?
Yeah.
Oh, suck C-O. Yeah. Oh, is that what you want to say?
Yeah.
Like your thing?
Yeah, suck the dang trash out of the tube.
Tom, you continue to give.
You do.
Tom, have you noticed the Dixie Chicks are cross-eyed?
What? I saw them on the TV last night. They did the halftime show.
Yeah, the cross-eyed.
Yeah.
Ixnay on the offside, Greg.
Did you see the swastikas?
I remember who we're talking to.
Yeah, I saw the swastikas on TV.
The swastikas.
Do you know what a swastika is?
No.
No.
Can you spell Dixie Chicks?
D-I-C-K. Chick. C-H-I-C-K.
Dick check.
Dick check.
Dick check.
Okay. Can't remember.
Bye-bye. See you, Tom.
Hey, Charlie?
Yes?
Hey, Charlie!
Hello?
There you are.
La, la, la.
Hello.
La, la, la.
Hey, where's the guy at? It's supposed to dump in the manure.
He's coming up, Tom. Oh,
we're doing that in our next break, Tom.
I take you to the next break. Go to the break and get back with the manure with the guys.
Hold on. I want to hear N.E.W. come out of their stop set. God, who would buy commercials, though? These must be like leftover freebies, right?
Make good.
They might be, you know, they sign a long contract, and, you know, it's...
According to a new national survey... Well, got to break, because I've just been informed that not only do we have contestants, there's a girl here.
Ah!
The manure swim.
Wow.
All right, Tom, take us to break.
Don and Mike, go to break and come back after these messages. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Bill O'Reilly.
They're hiding behind the Constitution to try to go in and hammer people down. And the ACLU is using the Constitution to try to hammer that spirituality down, going way beyond anything that the founders ever intended, going into the fascist range of hurting you by filing a lawsuit against you, which is inflicting pain on you. if you disagree with me.
Bill O'Reilly, midday on 106.7 WJFK.
Accident cleared eastbound 66 east to Glebe Road. So some slow traffic each way. 28 is closed between Bristow and Noakesville near Aiden Road with the wreck in Prince William. Traffic brought to you by Subway. Come by your local Subway restaurant. Try one of Subway's select sauces on your favorite sub, like the red wine vinaigrette on a Subway club or honey mustard sauce on a turkey breast sub. Subway, eat fresh. Veer abruptly, Don and Mike Show, WJFK.
Yo, bye-bye.
At defensive tackle, number 95, Big Daddy Dan Wilkinson!
The Don and Mike Show.
This house is still going crazy.
Sweeter than Vince Lombardi's caramelized scrotum. The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, yum yum.
Yeah. Let's see now, live, if we're going to go via satellite. Down two flights of stairs, where it'll either be Robe Spiewak, Cross-Eyed Rabe,
right,
or our engineer Wendell Hall. Hello?
Which would you prefer?
Hey, Crossy.
Hey, how's it going? I'm looking at three different people, and they're all standing in different places.
Now we have a guy for the money, a guy for the jersey, and a girl who's thinking about taking the manure swim.
I guess so. Yeah, she nodded.
Well, what's she going to do it for? Is she getting money, too, or what? I mean, are we out of money? I mean, do we...
I'm sorry. I don't want to interrupt your smoking over here. What is what is your price, ma'am?
$500.
$500? Yeah. $500, she says.
I don't know. We'll have to get a look at her.
Yeah, yeah, you might want to do that.
You know what, Rob?
She's not cross-eyed.
Call, can she hear you?
What's that?
Can she hear you?
She is standing right by me, and we can all hear everybody.
All right, well, then you know the code.
Yeah.
One good, two no good.
Go ahead.
That's two.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Thanks, Robbie.
It's cold out here. I must be catching something.
Yes, absolutely.
Now, everybody, as you know, I made a ton of bets.
That's not her, by the way.
On Friday's episode. One of the bets I lost was to that asswipe that I lost the other bet to about the Eagles. Had to shave an eyebrow. He challenged me. I couldn't turn down his challenge. I put $500 up.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy said if he lost, he would take a swim in a truck full of fresh cow manure for 10 minutes.
And if you lost, you'd get a $500 of your money.
And as you know, the guy came in. I pay my bets.
Yep.
Shaved my eyebrow last week.
Right.
Gave the guy $5 this week.
Just too much trouble with him. He was trouble.
Now we have, because we had a truck full of manure, we know you guys want to hear some Super Bowl manure swimming.
Yeah.
So we have two separate contestants. One guy who's going to take a 10-minute swim for $500.
Right.
And another guy who's going to take a 10-minute swim for that jersey girl.
For your Tampa Bay, Eric Rett signed game-worn jersey.
There it is. Someone who's really a Tampa Bay Bucks fan.
Yeah, a fanatic.
On that note, I turn you over to the capable hands of Joe, who's going to be running the board and talking to Rob while Mike and I go downstairs.
We'll be down in 1 second.
Hi, Joe. Away.
Hold on. Here he is.
Joseph?
Hi, Robbie.
How are you doing?
Just fine. How are you today?
Great. Can you, for me, gauge the mood of that air studio?
The mood? It's a bit pensive, but optimistic.
Well, you know, it's almost like that down here, but more so. Hello, friend. I would say there is a dictionary definition of a throng of people down here, and they're ready to see people get down and dirty in the number two.
Rob.
Yes, Joe.
Is it cold down there?
Cold might be the right word, yeah.
How and cold is it?
It is so cold. No, it is probably, I would say, about 20 degrees out here. And just so you know, we don't do anything halfway. We are softening the manure, not with just plain water, but with Evian bottled water.
Only the best for our listeners.
This is high-class operation down here. We go over here. It is a full-size or a... I would say this is a full-size pickup. And it is just full of delightful horse cow poo. Is it cow or horse?
Where are they? PJ. It's cow poo.
It is cow indeed.
Now, Rob,
who is going down? Who is jumping in for the? You're going in for the cash, right? And what has motivated you to do this?
Money, root of all evil.
That'll be great. Actually, it's the love of money that's the root of all evil. Who's jumping in for the jersey? Oh, okay. There you go. And what motivated you? Are you just a huge Bucks fan?
No, I want to sell the jersey.
Okay, he wants to sell the jersey. Now that is the love of money, the root of all. Ladies and gentlemen, cross-eyed Don Geronimo, right? Yeah.
Side, Mike.
It's cold out here.
Yes, it is.
And we have a truck full of fresh cow manure. Who's the guy who is donating the manure and the truck? Right here? Howdy, what's your name?
PJ.
PJ, now, we put in a call last night to you.
It smells like S out here.
When it was apparent that the Raiders were going to win.
Right.
And we wanted to still have someone jump in the manure. We were not able to get a hold of you until, what time today, Lisa?
I think maybe around noon.
About noon? Because you'd been sleeping.
Yeah, I had a little much to drink last night.
A little much to drink last night.
Yeah, there you go.
Are you still feeling the effects of that?
I got a headache.
Are you a little hungover? You look hungover.
Yeah, I'm tired.
But he still came through, though. He still came through with a truck full of manure.
Well, and I came to work today, and I think we both deserve credit for that.
And we thank you. Now, who's the guy who's going for $500? That's you?
There you are.
What's your name, sir?
My name's Andy Marsh.
Andy, where are you from?
From Arlington, originally from Manassas.
Okay, Andy, you'll have to take off that hat, that jacket, that shirt, those pants, and those shoes.
My God, I mean, the cold alone, it's worth it, isn't it?
And Mike,
yes, Don.
Temperature, 17 degrees.
17 degrees. Get ready for a little exposure.
Now,
did you bring that? Did you bring any towels or a robe or anything? Or are you just going to get?
Yes, my lovely girlfriend went and picked up some change of clothes. And
you have a girlfriend. Let's meet the lucky lady. Oh, fiance. What's your name?
Jennifer.
Jennifer, you must be immensely proud.
Oh, I am. He's a great guy.
It's a great day, and yeah, you can leave. I'd leave the socks on.
Guys, now that we're actually applying Evian water
right
to the S, it is really starting to smell.
Now, is this
it activates, is this
partially frozen? Okay.
It was a big clump of frozen S.
Smells a little mud-like.
Hey, you know what? It's actually steaming.
Hey, that's cool. That
looks
good.
Like one of those football players with the steam coming off the top of their head.
Now, exactly. Are we going to have both of these guys get in at the same time?
Well, Lisa doesn't think so, but I think in the interest of doing this in daylight.
Yeah, let's get them both in here. Where's the Jersey guy?
Hi, Ed, what's your name, sir?
Rick.
Rick, where are you from?
I live in Fairfax Station.
Are you a
Rick?
No.
Rick, you already look like you're freezing to death out here.
I'm gonna make it.
If you're not a Tampa fan, why do you want the jersey?
It's worth money, right?
Yes, it is, and here it is.
Isn't it beautiful?
Game worn by Eric Rett.
Can we start the bidding?
Signed by Eric Rett.
Don, Miss Bobby's pulling in.
Well, here she is. Hey, hot stuff.
Hi, Miss Bobby.
Hey, Miss Bobby. Want an F?
She has her daughter with her.
Oh, dear. Oh, okay. Sorry about that.
Oh, dear.
All right. Well, we just saw the session.
Get into your skivvies, sir.
If one of these gentlemen cannot go for the full 10 minutes and backs out, we do have two other contestants who will go third and fourth who will jump in and start a new 10 minutes.
All right. The sooner you get your clothes off, the less exposure he gets. So go for it. Help each other out here.
Now, you are already down to your underpants and your socks. 17 degrees. How do you feel?
Damn cold.
Damn cold.
About to fall off.
Now, did you bring?
Fall off.
Now, the other guy, the Jersey guy, did you bring anything like to wrap yourself up with, or are you just going to get back into your clothes?
I drove my dad's car. So.
Your dad's car.
All right, both guys into
go.
The manure, please.
All right. Oh, wow, that
now
hurt.
The deal is, you got to roll around in it.
Got to get.
You got to swim in it.
Yeah, I'd bury down deep so you can get down to the warm stuff.
You really have to see. There!
Embrace the manure.
There we go. Look at this one guy. This one guy's clutching a piece of frozen manure like it's going to keep him warm.
Now, the guy who's doing it for the money
right.
is actually...
Now, don't throw no manure
man
fighting.
Manure fight. The guy who's actually taking the deal for the money is spreading the manure all over himself.
Now, I'm going to ask our manure guy a question here. You're the guy that brought the manure here. If they dig down deep into the manure, will they get warmer?
It'll probably be a little bit warmer.
All right, boys, you heard that. If you dig deep into the manure, it'll probably be a little bit warmer. So
it would serve as a thermal layer,
Jersey
right?
guy,
a
you're going to have
you
to do
might
a little...
cover up. That'll make it last.
You're going to have to do a little better job of getting that manure all over you and really diving in.
Yeah,
find yourself a spot. It's like in the like on the beach where you're digging a hole you're going to lay down in.
Yeah, and I see the steam coming up the manure. If you guys dig down deep, you could bury yourself in the manure, which would prevent you from freezing to death out here.
Keep the wind off of you.
Yeah, keep the wind off of you. That's a good. Don't you think that's a good strategy?
Absolutely. I think it would be a survival strategy.
The Jersey guy keeps telling me his nipples are hard.
Oh, well, that's inevitable. And now you're making...
Can you do that for the microphone?
That is hot. That's manure-y.
That is the sound of him packing tons of manure onto his body. How many pounds of manure did you bring today?
I have no idea how many pounds. Well, we took two bulldozer fulls, like the
bulldozer. Two bulldozer fulls.
Yeah.
All right.
In there.
And what's the payload of this Dodge pick?
How much was the truck?
No. How much is the payload? How much does it hold?
No idea.
You can't ask a hungover guy a question like that. It requires too much thinking. One of the guys, our money contestant here, our guy actually attempted to eat some of the manure.
Are you kidding?
Well, he was feigning. He was feigning eating manure.
You know, you just missed a great...
They've only been in 2 minutes?
Yeah, I'm timing it here. That's
8 minutes to go, guys. And, you know, I just noticed that spanking haircut you've got.
You like that?
Did you do that yourself, or have you had some sort of brain surgery?
That was professional.
Really? That's professionally done.
I double dog dare you to put some on your head.
Yeah, go ahead. Oh, there we go.
Right on his head.
Wow. I double dog dare you. Hey, Jersey guy, you want to duplicate that manure on the head trick?
Here we go.
Boy.
This is fresh cow manure. These guys are... he just gave himself the Ed Grimley haircut.
Wow.
Mike.
You know what? The guy that's doing it for the money does not seem as affected by the cold as the other guy. Now, you've made a blanket out of the manure. And is it working? Is it keeping you warm?
The manure is warming up.
The manure is warming, which means they're probably going to make it, Don. I have confidence in these guys.
It's 40 degrees underneath the manure.
It's 40 degrees under the manure?
Mike, I'm going to go over here for a second. I see that a man has brought his son.
Oh, yes.
A young son. The question is, who would bring a child to this?
Let's find out, shall we?
What is your name?
Brad.
Brad, how old is your son?
He's 2.
Why would you bring him to this?
I don't know.
Bring him closer.
Exactly.
Bring him closer.
Right.
This is a good thing. You know, I don't think he's even at the age where you could say, don't ever end up like this, son.
Have each of our contestants say hi. His name is Brad.
Yeah.
Say hi to Brad.
Hi, Brad. How are you doing today?
Hi, Brad. Want to play in the manure?
No.
Can you talk, Brad? Can you say BM? Say BM. BM.
He's a cutie.
That's a good boy. BM. Those boys are covered in BM. They're in doo-doo.
4 minutes to go.
Poo-poo. Mike, he just said, hold on, he just said poo-poo. He said, what are those boys in?
Poo-poo?
Poo-poo. Poo-poo. Those boys are in poo-poo. That's funny, isn't it?
Oh, wow.
Archie, thank you, my friend.
All right. Keep the child away from these two gentlemen.
You
please.
Know,
my 4-year-old nephew recognizes your guys' voice on the radio.
Oh, that's good. That's a good
aren't
thing.
Aren't I proud?
You should be proud. Yeah.
Let me ask some of the other standers. The people.
Bystanders.
The bystanders. Thank you, Rob.
Innocent bystanders.
I almost said standers by.
Spectators.
Why are you here?
I just want to see these guys. I can put out themselves. Huh?
And how would you describe this?
I don't know. Money. They're crazy. They're crazy.
Don, I believe they're approaching the halfway mark.
How about you, sir?
I wanted to jump in myself.
Did you really? Why? For the money or the jersey?
Either one.
The money, the jersey, or simply the joy of swimming in manure?
The joy of swimming in manure.
Really? We're at the halfway mark, Don. 5 minutes to go.
Here's a guy who is wearing a Tampa Bay hat. Now, doesn't this jersey appeal to you, a Tampa Bay fan?
Could do a much better job than what they're doing.
Well, you know, I think there's one word that's preventing them from giving you the kind of performance you want. That word would be hypothermia.
Guys, hold on a second. Yeah, Lisa, where is the girl? Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
You're willing to get down to your underwear?
Yes.
Now, I would give you, what do you think, guys, $200?
$180.
Rob, stop it.
We'd give you $200 if you get in for the rest of the time with these guys.
All right.
$200. Go ahead.
Down to your bra and panties.
Fantastic.
And suddenly the show becomes erotic.
It's a little erotica in the manure right now.
It's gone from gross to erotic.
And it is cold. It is, what did you say, 17 degrees out here?
17 degrees.
That's right.
What are you doing in there with the manure now?
I just found a huge nugget of it, and I just wanted to see if there's something perhaps underneath of it. But no, it's just
hey, look at that. Shocker. More manure. There's your golden nugget. Maybe you can take that. Come here she comes.
Wow.
Here all right.
Our woman in her bra and panties.
Hop in for the final 4 minutes, even less than that.
Jump in.
Wow. Hey, that's a nice tattoo. Now it's covered with manure.
She has a giant troll tattoo.
There you go. Fantastic. Hey, way to go.
Look at her rubbing that manure on right. Like she's been there before.
But just think of the money you'll be spending later.
And guys, to quote John Madden, I want to tell each of you, they'll never be able to take this away from you. The fact that each of you in 17-degree weather took a manure swim.
This will stay with you for the rest of your lives.
You have 3 minutes left.
You know, I'm going to tell you one thing also. When you get done doing this, I think you'll feel healthier.
Yeah, it's like a mud bath.
Absolutely. So you're looking at $500, you're looking at $200, and you're looking at the Tampa Bay jersey, and you're going to be on eBay with that tonight?
And if it's bothering you, no touching the girls, sir. If it's bothering you, think of it as fertilizing your own skin.
Now, does the smell bother any of you?
It's, I think it's too cold to smell.
Doesn't seem to have a real odor problem. You know, cows eat grass.
Right.
I smelled a lot of it when we were pouring water on it.
If you really wanted to punish them, you should have Joe Ardinger fill the back of this. You fill the back of that.
Well, the girl, what's your first name, honey?
Sarah.
Sarah, you're getting into this right now. And Sarah's almost coming out of that bra of hers right now.
She is just pouring, it just went down the crack of her.
Oh, my God.
She might have paid you.
Down the front of her shirt. She's really rubbing it all over her. 2 minutes
to
go.
The final 2 minutes to go, you guys are doing. I have no doubt they are going to make this challenge. They're going to do very, very well.
And just think, wouldn't it have been great, though, if the Raiders would have won? And it would have been that a-hole.
Yeah, and that a-hole now is just sitting there grinning, going, it ain't me. Ain't me doing that.
Oh, he got the money and he left. He was here at 3 o'clock.
That's right.
He got my $500.
But the good news, we'll tell you the truth, we had him followed and killed.
He had on a handwritten shirt that said, I might be an ass, but I have your $500.
Absolutely. He was very
poorly written.
Block letters.
Scratched on his T-shirt.
Lisa, how are we doing time-wise?
90 seconds.
90 seconds left.
Mike, I don't know about you. My hands are freezing.
I'm freezing to death.
Holding the microphone.
I'm rooting for that time to go right now because my ass is freezing and I got a coat on.
How cold are you, Jersey guy?
Oh, my, yeah.
How cold are you, Bikini girl?
Pretty cool.
You're pretty cool. And you look, it's finally getting to you, isn't it?
The BN's keeping me warm.
The BN's keeping me warm.
What?
4 minutes.
You're a liar.
1 minute.
One minute
left. We are down to the final minute.
We're going to ask you all to do that when we get to the 10-second mark, to do the traditional countdown, if you don't mind.
I think we should do it at 30, Mike.
30, 29, 28, 27.
Yeah.
All right.
Just to build some, and maybe we'll get some body heat from everybody moving around and counting down.
Hey, does anybody have a key? Does anybody have a key? Because this guy's got something on anything I can use to scrape. This guy, thank you. This guy's got something on his truck.
Oh,
right.
Oh, a DC. Here's a DC 101 sticker. Hey, guys. Why don't you put some manure on the DC 101 sticker?
There's your key.
There you go.
Perfect. Absolutely. There you go.
And where are we at? Lisa, 30?
Yeah, we'll go with 30.
All right.
29. 28.
36.
35.
36.
35.
36.
35.
36.
35.
36.
35. Great count, Rob. Get out of there, guys. Get warmed up. You win. Don't touch us. Don't touch anybody.
Look at
them. Oh, my God. Now, Don, my question. My question to you is with that beautiful white Tampa Bay jersey. What's that? What do we got?
Oh,
is that cold water?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. You're on your own there, pal.
The guy who did it for the money is now being showered with freezing water.
Now they're all bundling up and they're all give him his. Do you want to collect your jersey?
Now is there someone I could give the jersey to?
Because
or,
you'll cover it with poo.
Because your hands are covered with BL.
Put it in my mouth.
Give it to my engineer, Mike Friedman, and he'll give it to you. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
You've won $200. How are you feeling?
My fingers are numb.
Fingers are numb. How about your nipple?
And let's talk to our $500 winner. How are you feeling? You just won $500.
I'm going to Disneyland.
All right. Happy Super Bowl, everybody.
Thank you. Have a good day. Stay warm. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
We're going inside where it's warm now.
All right. Do we give our microphones
Jesus.
Back?
How did they do that?
I don't know. My
I swear to God, my hands are freezing. We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I love to play in the mud because I wasn't the fastest guy in the world, but you put us in mud, and I'm just as fast as most of the guys. Most guys can't run in mud.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
First of all, if he's a newcomer, right, I want him to my in jail. If you call talk to salad. That's the slang word, talk to salad. It means my right? With jelly or without jelly. Some people use syrup. I prefer guys use jelly, right? I will reach my right? I will automatically get right? I will, you know, automatically. If he's my for about 10 minutes or longer, right? It's a sensation feeling. It makes you feel real good. Most all gays do that. You know what I'm saying? Like guys, it's just like a right? But the only difference is it's not a right? It's clean. The person is decent. And the person knows that that's a but in mind, he's looking at it as a because he's in prison. So, toss my salad. Let him, you know, and we straight. That's it.
They will put the boom, boom, booty on ye. Don and Mike.
Right, Ryan. My hands are still freezing. How about you?
Boy, I tell you, those people, I have more admiration for them for doing that. I really admire them.
Oh, hello there, Don and Mike Show.
As you should.
Hello?
Hi, yeah.
Hi.
Aside from wanting to let you know that was the crappiest bit you've ever done.
Thank you.
Get it?
I get jokes.
Don, I know you have some pull with Tim Sabian at YSP.
Oh, manly pulling the hairs out of his chin.
Mm-hmm. Is there any way you can get Ron and Fez on there, dude? I need them. You don't understand.
I've not spoken to Ron or Fez myself.
Right.
I do know that if they would commit to playing Metallica every 28 minutes...
So they'd be a lock.
They'd be on, and he'd put them on right away.
Right.
I don't know.
Well, love you, boys.
Thank you, my friend.
Bye.
Yeah. Ron and Fez are two guys. I guess they're friends of ours.
Yeah.
We don't know them well enough to really call them friends. They're acquaintances. We like them. We
always like being in their company. They're nice guys.
They just got S-canned by WNEW, and now they're going to be... excuse me. Tim's hairs just went down my throat.
Are they going to put them on tonight? I mean, or a tape of them on tonight or anything? What are they going to do? Anybody know what they're doing at WNEW?
Yeah, it's a best of.
A best of show.
The best of.
We won't start till 8.
So we don't know.
You know, nobody tells anybody anything in this country.
We don't know what's going on. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, when you guys are coming back to Portland, Oregon on the radio?
A week from next... Not next Sunday, but, you know, the following Sunday?
Yeah.
Right. 3 weeks from then.
Really?
Yeah.
You know what station?
Yeah, it's... Rob told me it's K. K. K.
Yeah, just K. K at the front of it, huh?
Right.
That narrows it down, thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome. And
hey, I got a word for you.
What's that?
Slunt. That's a slunt.
I got you. Right. I got you. Thank you, my friend.
Interesting.
Hello, Don and Mike.
That's not to be confused with the joke that I told a while back, you know. What do you call a, you know, the cloned woman?
What?
A clunt.
Clunt. Hello?
Hello?
Yes. Now, Mike, this is very
interesting. That's not all women, of course, Don. I don't mean to offend.
This is very interesting. This is a woman who claims that she somehow is related to the Glazer family that owns the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Hmm. With that owner with the weird beard?
Yeah, it is. His wife is weird looking, too.
They are the strangest looking people in the world.
Say hi to allegedly Darcy Glazer.
There you go, making fun of my father.
You're a man.
Now, Darcy, you say that you are the daughter of Malcolm Glazer?
Yes. And we had reports from Rochester that he was being made fun of because of his appearance and because of his exuberance yesterday as he received the Lombardi trophy.
Why are you? You sound like you're very upset.
Yes, I love my father.
Well, of course.
We've not said one word about him on today's show.
Except just a moment ago where you said he looked kind of strange.
Well, I know he needs dental care, but...
You're not really his daughter.
Yes, I am. I'm the youngest of his six children.
This is Gladys.
No, it's not. Gladys.
This is Gladys Kravitz.
No.
You know, we're not even on in Tampa.
We're from Rochester.
You know,
my father was born in Rochester.
You have a lot to be happy about. You really shouldn't be upset like this today. You should be very proud of your father.
Would you like someone to make fun of your father?
Well, of course not, but you've got more to be proud of than you have to be sad about.
Honey, let's say that you really are Malcolm Glazer's daughter. We didn't make fun of him until you called.
No.
Well, I was told from Rochester.
May I mention something that I think there's an outside chance
that this might be legit?
No, this is the Cher lady.
The Cher lady, yeah. Mm. Yeah, I think so, too. It could be one of many. So are you tapped into his vast fortune?
Well, somewhat. I have a trust fund.
You do?
Name the sons who run the team.
Kevin and Brian.
Name the guy who's the general manager.
You know, I don't know him.
Hmm. And you live in Rochester?
No.
You live in Tampa?
No, I live in Palm Beach.
You live in Palm Beach.
Then how are you calling us today?
How am I calling?
Yeah, I mean, did you listen to us, or did somebody tell you to call us? Or?
No. My uncles live in Rochester.
Oh, your uncles live in Rochester.
Allegedly, your uncles lived in Rochester, mm-hmm. and they told you what, to call us?
Yes, they said that they were being very mean-spirited about my father.
No,
not us. We had not mentioned one word about your... If in fact, that is your father, we had not mentioned anything about him.
It's not.
Well, I stand corrected then.
All right.
Thank you.
Cheer up.
Yeah, Charles... rats.
Hi, Charlie.
Rats. Charles Broyhill was
coming. I got it.
Super Sleuth was coming in.
Damn. I was going to ask her what the last four digits of Brian's home phone number was.
Oh, you got that?
Oh, yeah.
Lisa, get her back on the line. Because we got a guy here who says she could be legit. Steve.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
What's going on?
Hi.
She could be legit. I'm from Rochester, and he owns like a ton of trailer parks here.
It just gets better.
I swear to God, he owns a ton of trailer parks up there.
She sounded old.
But we had... Well, have you seen the guy?
Well, he's not that old, is he?
Well... Let me tell you something. My wife was...
You know who he looks like? He looks like James Lipton, that guy that's on inside the actor's studio.
That is an insult to James Lipton.
Well, I was just basing it on seeing him in the owner's box.
My wife, who's not even a football fan and never notices anything.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can get her on the phone.
Hello?
Baby?
Yes?
We allegedly just had a call from the daughter of the guy who owns Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
And now I was mentioning, you never. All right, you never mention anything to me about the games, about the coaches, about the players. But what was your comment last night about the owner of Tampa Bay?
Oh, he's adorable.
He's adorable.
No, come on. What did you?
I said he was cute.
No, honey, not the coach.
Oh, we're not talking talking to Coach, we're talking to the, oh my God. Oh, yeah, well, no, my comment about him was, what was wrong with him?
Now, this is the real, we had a real discussion about what was wrong with his face.
Oh, and I do think the coaches, you know, a lot of ladies I was watching the game with yesterday were commenting on Gruden. He's the new, I think he's the new, like, guy in a lot of women's eyes.
I think Frieda and a lot of her friends like both of them, even the doofy guy for Oakland.
For Oakland, but the Gruden is like, there were a lot of, anytime you'd see the guy, you know, a lot of oohs and ahs.
Oakland is Callahan or?
Yeah.
Callahan?
He looks like Bo Bridges.
So your comment about Malcolm Glazier was?
Wait a minute, but getting back to the coaches, if you compared it back to the days when we would watch, I would watch football with you to be sweet, and the guys would have, like, boobs, who's the old guy that had real hair and chesties down
Tom
to his...
Tom Flores of the Raiders used to have...
And Don Coryell.
But Frieda's talking about specifically when
Flores.
We would watch, when Tom Flores was the coach of the Raiders,
right.
He really had boobs, really man boobs. Hello?
She's gone.
She's gone. Why'd she find McGus?
Well, her comment was, what's wrong with him?
She said to me last night.
He just has that strange beard.
Odd.
His beard looks elfin-like.
She watched the whole game. Is this her calling back? Hi,
sorry. Sorry, my boo-boo.
You know, during the whole game, she barely watched any of it. All she's, the last part, and that's all I got is, what is wrong with that guy who's on TV?
Okay, he was going beyond... Not he was gone beyond ugly, and what was wrong with his beard? It looked like it had polka dots mixed in with the whiskers. Like
yeah,
that's what you said to me last night.
What is the deal with his beard? I don't get it.
That's what she said. She said, "Why does he have polka dots on his face?"
It's very strange.
Yeah, it's like somebody drew it on with a magic marker that leaked. It was weird looking, and his wife was his perfect mate. I'm sure they're very happy.
Yeah.
Yeah, you had problems with her, too.
And that, right. No, that's scary. If you begin to look more like your spouse the longer you're married, then that's scary for, you know, all of us.
Yeah, but, I think any guy that's that old that colors his beard, and it's obviously that he colors his beard, I think that's what makes him look a little weird.
All right, sweetie, I love you. You'll be interested to know that the daughter of that guy just called us and was nearly in tears because she thought we had said something about
the alleged daughter.
When, in fact... The first thing that we said was this conversation.
Right.
But anyway...
Oh, so now she can cry with reason. I feel better.
Well, she's got all that money.
You really crystallized it, though. You know, last night when you said he has those dots on his face. What's up with that guy?
You mean blotches?
Yeah.
Yeah, like red blotches.
Yeah. I mean, because, you know, she likes Gruden and all.
Right.
She was saying how dreamy he is.
Sure. A lot of women feel that way about Gruden.
What's wrong with the Glazers? And then, yeah, Frieda had the icing on the cake. And look at his wife.
Yeah, I never got to look at the wife.
No.
Handsome
wife. And didn't the quarterback used to live, you know, in our area?
Brad Johnson.
Don't we feel good for... see, I don't know anything about football, but don't we feel glad about Brad Johnson?
Yeah, honey, you're breaking up again.
Oh, but sorry,
yeah.
My boo.
No, he used to live in our neighborhood. He played for the Redskins.
And we're happy for him. So if when I know these little facts too late after the game, it would have made it more interesting to watch the game.
Did you watch the commercials, Frieda?
I did watch some of the commercials, but I was watching mostly the game because my mom thinks that she is, like, my mom thinks she's psychic, and she had called, she thought Oakland was going to win, so I just watched it to, you know, harass her the last 2 minutes. And
it was a family date, not to be forgotten. All right, love you, baby.
All right, love you too, boo-boo.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi, this is Don's mother-in-law, Big Frieda.
That's wonderful.
Positive the Raiders were going to win, she was.
She actually took credit maybe having some psychic abilities.
She believes so.
Mm-hmm.
She thinks so.
All right.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Radio God.
Hi.
Hey, I just wanted to tell you, I listened to the Rome Show before you guys come on.
Yeah?
And somebody called in there today and was starting to dog those people out terrible.
Now, I will ask, what show was that, Jim Rome?
Yeah.
Right.
And he put him off, and you know, but he went on a rant for it for about 15 minutes. And maybe that's what the caller's family that called her
got. You know, I love that strategy about. When you got a dick like Jim Rome who will... Take a call and let somebody say something. Maybe it's cruel, but it's funny. He airs the call.
Of course.
Okay, he'll air the entire call
never stopping the person, and then once the person's off the phone,
mm-hmm.
he'll take the next 15 minutes to say what a jerk they were.
Exactly. Oh, really? Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. He won't do battle like with the caller.
No. Mm-hmm. And if it's something that's fun.
Where's the sport in that?
Come on.
Oh, and then he kept wearing it out the whole time, too. He kept going on. He said, I'm not going to talk about it.
Oh, man.
But he kept wearing it out. So, I mean.
Wear that thing out.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I was just going to confirm that. That was on rounds.
Ah.
But you conduct the tape.
Right. Thank you. Thank you, Mike.
Wear that thing out.
Wear it out. Mike, there's only one item that we've not covered today on our full Super Bowl recap.
Is it wearing that thing out?
To an extent.
Okay.
Now, I paid off my bet.
Mm-hmm.
I won money from my other bets.
I paid you?
Yeah, with you and with the guy in Reno.
Okay.
We did the manure challenge.
Yeah. Yep.
We... Golly, talked about every goddamn spot that was on yesterday.
Right.
We talked about how stupid Arnold Schwarzenegger was.
We did.
We talked about how bad the announcers were.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that we have not found out about. Yesterday in Wichita, Kansas, a guy named Brian was going to have an unofficial J.O. Super Bowl party.
Not sanctioned by this show, but we were curious about what might have gone on.
And he joins us now on line number 5, Brian.
Yes.
First question. Brian.
What's going on, guys?
Brian, we're going to have to do a commercial, but I want to tease this before the break. Did you have the party?
Yes, we did. We had about 4 couples, me and my wife's friends over.
Wow.
And, without going into any detail, we'll get that. It was a successful party?
Yeah, it was a successful 2 or 3 times.
Well, wow. Brian, hold on. We'll get your number. You're on a cell. We'll call you back, okay?
Okay.
Hold on, please.
Okay.
Now that's great dip. That makes the Super Bowl dream come true.
Absolutely.
To think that we got people together in a room.
Right.
To jerk on before the Super Bowl.
Pretty exciting.
And again, that's not officially sanctioned.
Not at all.
No.
By the Don and Mike show.
We're simply like those people looking at the people jumping in manure. We're bystanders.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike, how are you?
Hey, we're great, thanks.
Hey, Mr. Glazer, he kind of reminds me of a leprechaun. Put him in a green outfit.
Oh, you mean Glazer?
Yeah, he's elfin-like. He's elfin-like.
A little like a Dr. Seuss character.
Yeah, absolutely.
Whoville. Yeah. With the whiskers.
Hey, bud, that's good.
Whoville whiskers.
That's maybe the best one of all.
I won the Super Bowl.
Between that and last night, I almost fell off my chair when Frida just said, was that guy with the spots on his face? I mean, the whole game, she's not said 2 freaking words.
We've won the Super Bowl. It's off to Candyland.
You know, her mom is like Miss Cleo, you know, walking around the house.
Hi, this is Don's mother-in-law, Big Prius.
Don't worry, son. The Oakland Raiders are going to win.
I got that. Uh-huh.
Hello, Don and Mike show. It's quite
Hello?
A scene. Hello.
Hey, how's it going, Don and Mike?
Fine.
How you all doing?
We're doing okay.
Oh, that's good.
What can we do for you?
Oh, no, I was just talking about my party I had. I just wanted to... talk about my party. I had a little twist to my party.
Oh, did you have a jail party?
No, it was an orgy.
You had an orgy?
Orgy yesterday?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, at my house.
A Super Bowl orgy.
That's what I called it, and it was the Thomas Ross first annual Super Bowl orgy party, and I'm shooting for next year.
Did you have the orgy before the game, after the game, or during the game?
Pretty much during halftime. Game was over by halftime, so we got down.
Are you Thomas?
Yeah.
All right, can you hold on through the break?
Sure.
All right, thank you very much.
So we'll now find out about a J.O. party and an orgy party.
And if the Glazers were at either one of them.
That's right.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, my son walked in at the end of the Super Bowl and was watching the presentation of the trophy, and he said, hey, who stole me Lucky Charms?
Lucky Charms, good.
That poor guy. Well, you know, he's got a Super Bowl trophy and he's rich.
That's right. Just in case that daughter's listening now.
We can make fun of him.
How you doing, honey?
There you go.
How you doing?
Now we're, boy, look what happened.
Aren't you glad we called, huh?
And
listen, if you are still listening, send us a picture. I'd love to see what the spawn of those two looks like.
She'll be cross-eyed.
Can you imagine? She's doing the Dixie Chicks.
We've won the Super Bowl.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Paul, I have to talk to you.
I'm very busy.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I am sorry.
Just listen to me. This is important. I asked Phil to write some patter for the debut of Hank's Hot Potato, but I hardly think he has captured the spirit of fun with this kind of dialogue. I'm sure everyone here loves the old game Hot Potato, but I'll bet you're going to like it even more when I tell you that I just pulled this potato right out of my big fat ass. Here, catch. Then the audience in unison shouts, "Hey now, Hank, go f*** yourself." I mean, the audience isn't even supposed to have lines.
The Don and Mike Show.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Complicated in its simplicity, the Don and Mike Show.
Now, tomorrow, don't forget, we're going to have, I guess, the four contestants down to three for the contest that Fox is making us do to give away this piece of jewelry. Remember, the listener that ends up selecting the actual lady that the Joe Millionaire chooses,
right,
on the final episode of Joe Millionaire, Feb 17, gets a handcrafted 18-carat white gold necklace from the exclusive Columbus collection with five square pav diamonds accented
with
a rhodolite garnet valued at... Am I saying that wrong?
I don't know the other one. The only one I knew was pave.
$2,000. That's all I know. That was worth... That's $2,000.
Put it on eBay.
Serious amount of money.
Designed by the same French jewelry designer that designed the actual necklaces that the broads get on Joe Millionaire.
All the broadside
women. Don't forget to watch Joe Millionaire tonight on Fox.
Talk about it.
And tomorrow we'll have... remember the deal was Fox said get... four members of your audience,
right,
and each week they have a 2 to 5 minute roundtable discussion.
Right.
Well, as it turns out of the four,
yes,
three of them are guys,
right,
representing the women. And
I think people will enjoy if they haven't heard the roundtable discussion.
Oh yeah,
I think they'll enjoy it.
We give them just 2 minutes, and it's with the tick, tick, tick in the background.
Right.
And all three people yell at each other at the same time.
They talk at the exact same time. I find it exhilarating.
But somebody wins the diamond necklace, and let's face it, we all watch the Joe Millionaire Show.
Absolutely.
I want to mention this also. On Thursday, we're giving away dinner for four at the new Hooters in D.C. and four ringside tickets to WWE Raw. And a meet and greet with your favorite WWE superstar before the event. WWE Entertainment Raw, Monday, Feb 3rd. MCI Center tickets are on sale now. Okay. Super Bowl Sunday.
Yes.
Hold on, my wife is on the phone. Hello. Oops. Hello.
Sugar, it's a garnet.
What is?
You said garnet.
Oh, all right. Thank you.
Garnet.
Well, you would know.
Bye. Right. Bye-bye. Garnet.
See you later.
Wow.
The only thing that we didn't have on today's show.
She knows from jewelry, that one.
She sure does.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Danny.
Danny. It
certainly won't see the light of day.
No,
can't say that.
Danny, that was not a good call.
Danny.
That guy makes us laugh.
Yeah. He does.
It's been a long time since he's called the show.
Yeah.
I'm sorry you guys are never able to hear him call the show.
There's nothing he said that was airworthy. No.
You know what I think, though? When this winds down in 5 years,
mm-hmm.
I think one day, maybe our last day, we'll just start the show without a delay. And ask...
Because what better way to end a 5-year contract than with the following 5 years of litigation?
Or maybe we'll just put everything on a CD. And
that's an idea.
Yeah.
Do I think we ought to say, Don and Mike's Blue.
We'll do one of those things. No money to charity.
The Blue Album.
That's brilliant.
No money to charity.
I love that. The Blue Album.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, we won't even charge for you, man. What the hell? At the end of 5 years,
right,
we'll just say, here... You want to hear the stuff you never heard?
You sure you don't want to charge for it?
A little something, cover cost?
You know, you're in a different space than I am.
Mike will charge.
Thank you, Don.
We'll charge.
Appreciate it.
Now, the only thing we've missed on today's show is the update from the guy in Kansas who's was going to have a J.O. party.
Right before the break, we found out he has done it. We didn't get any of the details.
You know, we became fascinated with this topic a couple of weeks ago on Lycos.com. It was the third most searched party in the year 2003.
That's right.
And Brian was going to have the party. The lawyers said to us, we can't have an official Don and Mike show, J.O. party,
right,
and send Dennis and get reports. But if one of our listeners wanted to have a party and report on it,
talk about it,
we could do that. So here he is now with news of his Super Bowl J.O. party from Wichita, Kansas. Listening to us on KFH FM at KFH AM. Here's Brian. Hi, Brian.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
All right, who was there?
Okay, well, my friend Russ and his wife Shauna were there, and then my friend Zach and his wife Jill were there, and my friend Sarah and her husband Randy were there, and then my neighbor Lana was there.
Zach and Jill were there?
Yeah.
It's Zach, it's not Jack, right?
Right, it's Zach with a Z.
Zach now, when Jill. When did the pants hit the floor, and when did you start working?
Well, we all started drinking fairly early, you know, because I told them we had to do it yesterday afternoon. So we all started drinking fairly early. They all got over there about 1 o'clock, and we cooked out a little bit, and then we started drinking and stuff. And now the we didn't have any of our kids there or anything. Everyone was pretty cool about it, and I gave him some of those ideas that you had. And then I had another buddy that got on Lycos, and he found some different stuff. Hmm. And then my friend Russ had this idea that he'd heard from a buddy in college where if you cut the center out of a grapefruit and put it in the microwave for like 10 seconds,
right,
that works really well, too. So we decided to run to the store and get some grapefruit and try that, too.
And did that work?
Yeah, that was probably the best one.
So did that really feel like the real thing?
Yeah, that was definitely realistic.
So when you did this,
it's probably even better. It's probably even like some no-no sex.
So when you went to the grocery store and you bought grapefruit,
Don, they might have said they had no-no sex.
Well, you said it felt.
No. I said it's kind of like no-no sex.
Oh, it's kind of like no-no sex.
Well, when you went to the store and you bought the grapefruit and you came back home and you put it in the microwave and then you cut out the hole and you went, you worked on it, was this happening with all three of you guys in the same room?
Yeah, but the girls were there too.
And they were helping and watching and...
There was definitely some assistance there.
Now, were there toys also for the ladies?
Yeah, we got cucumbers for them just as kind of a joke, but it ended up not being a joke.
Not being a joke at all, huh?
Wow. So what time would you say, relative to the game, how close to the kickoff did you finish the first round of your party?
Probably about 2 hours before.
Two hours before the game?
About 3 o'clock.
Oh, so you were...
3 o'clock time, 3 o'clock Wichita time.
Did anything happen during the game or after the game?
Well, yeah, it didn't really. We kind of missed the first quarter of the game. It kind of turned into a little bit more than a J.O. party after we got done with all the toys.
Now, all three couples that were there, have you done the swinging thing with all of them?
Yeah. We'd swing before, but we'd never just sat around and just done that.
So you said that when you did this thing with the grapefruit, it felt like the no-no?
It was nice and tight and warm. It was pretty nice.
So it was like having anal, except you didn't have to get the grapefruit drunk.
Right, exactly.
If you can, to the best of your knowledge, can you kind of give us like the idea of who was with who? You don't have to say what was done, but you can say, you know, so-and-so got together with so-and-so. So just take us through that and in the order that it happened.
But Michael, let me proceed that by first saying, the first round was everybody doing themselves, right?
Yeah. It was just kind of, we put in our favorite tape, and we just kind of all went at it.
What is your favorite tape, just out of curiosity?
Just Anal.
Pardon me?
It's called Just Anal.
Just Anal.
Wow.
Fascinating.
Well.
And then after the second, once you were done with yourselves, who, you know.
Then we all kind of rotated around.
Well, how'd that go? Who got together with
who? I went with, like, my buddy Russ's wife. And then, my old lady went with Russ. And then my friend Randy, he got the best deal of the second round deal because he got my neighbor and his old lady.
Wow, at the same time, huh?
Yeah, he definitely got the hook on that.
You have any air freshener in that house?
At what point did you turn the game on then?
Well, it was
It was like 3-6, I think, is what the score was when we turned it on.
You really didn't pay much attention to the game, did you?
No, we had a little bit of other stuff on our mind at that time. I had four naked chicks in my living room, but I wasn't doing too bad.
Was there any food?
Oh, yeah. There was plenty of food. And it then, we had dessert and everything. We had, the girls had a bunch of stuff. They had stood out like cupcakes and stuff, and it ended up... some stuff got smeared on someone, and we got fun.
Wow.
We had a good time.
Did being as, we kind of asked for this, did our names come up at all during the party?
Yeah, totally. That was like the preface to get everyone there.
And the ladies, can you go through the ladies and them and the celebrities they most resembled?
My wife looks a lot like Karen Diaz. He said she's just a little bit bigger, not maybe about 5 pounds bigger.
Wow.
Right. And then my friend Sarah, she looks kind of like a short Catherine Zeta-Jones, kind of.
Oh, my.
I said, I'll be sure and tell Mike. Because we all sit around discussing that. I said, because I'm sure these guys are going to ask what celebrity
I'm so glad you prepared.
Did you do her? Did you have sex with her?
I have before.
But not on yesterday's game.
No, not yesterday.
All right, then. Who do the other girls look like?
Well, then my friend Sean and my friend Russell's wife. Well, not wife, but I guess their girlfriend, boyfriend.
Right.
She looks a lot like Drew Barrymore.
Oh, interesting.
So you guys don't really like her, but
you're being honest.
She's kind of a cuter version.
All right.
Okay, and
so you had some real hotties there.
Yeah, definitely.
Right?
Yeah, those girls are good looking. Hmm.
So your wife looks like Karen Diaz?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, in the face, she resembles her.
Does it ever bother you?
I'm a big fan of Karen Diaz.
We all are.
Does it ever bother you when you're looking at a...
You know what really made me sad, though?
But,
is when Cameron Carpenter passed away.
Yes.
Now you got me thinking about that. Now I can't ask my question that I was going to ask you. I totally drew a blank. Oh, yeah, does it ever bother you looking at another guy, like, working it?
No. Well, not really.
That would kill.
I don't look at that. I was looking more at the girls.
At the girls. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. The J.O. party, the Super Bowl J.O. party.
Mm-hmm.
Held in Wichita, Kansas.
A success.
A success.
Any of the girls look like Cameron Valentine?
No. Hey, I told my brother-in-law that I'd ask to see if you guys would send him a picture, an autographed picture.
Of course.
All right.
You know what'll really be signed by Rob A, though?
Hey, I want one signed by Rob. I'd love one signed by Rob. He's my favorite.
That's what you get.
Excellent.
All right. Thank you, my friend. Thanks for having the unsanctioned J.O. Super Bowl party.
Good job.
Thank you.
Hey, no problem. Thanks, guys.
All right. Thank you. Hold on a second.
I watched Almost Famous, the Karen Crow movie.
Hello, Donna Mike.
Hey, this is Matt from Wichita.
Hi there.
I work for the... one of the pizza places here in Wichita, and I know the perfect food to use if you want to use food for your J.O. party.
Yes, sir.
Okay, one time we put some dough through the oven, just a big old hump of dough.
One dough.
And it came through the oven. It didn't cook all the way, and it was all soft and gooey in the inside. And it was like warm apple pie. I'm like, no, this is stealing it and going back to the bathroom with it.
And so you were all delivering pizzas and handing them to the customers?
This is when we were actually in the store.
Can we just have the initials of the pizza chain you work for?
Oh, it's PH.
Thank you.
Hey, figure that out.
Remember that when you order extra cheese.
I love it when you go with code.
Goodbye.
Bye. Mm.
Meanwhile, I'm trying to get the picture out of my mind of these 8 cross-eyed people all J-O-ing in Wichita during the Super Bowl.
Oh, my God.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
It's me.
He made it up.
And I know this is very unsigned, but it's the only one I got that I can go with.
I wonder if you're going to go with the one I'm thinking of.
Buzz, do you remember when we worked with that great beauty?
Cameron Hamm.
Cameron Hamm?
Yes, I do.
I was thinking of it, too. That's how much you've talked about Cameron Hamm, that lady you used to work with. I was thinking, that's like the first one that came to mind.
Buzz, what is your lead story on the news and comments today?
Today, Martha Stewart's finally figured out people don't like her.
Oh, all right. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned
for news and comments.
News and comments.
Coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, just for snacks.
Hmm?
That's what they're doing right now in WNEW in New York. And Buzz, that is officially
a dumb station on the line.
Hold on. Give me the reverb. And
a dumb station on the line.
Thank you. All of that was very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show. Okay.
Addicted to elective cosmetic surgery.
Yeah.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Buzz Burbank brought to you by Viramax Sexual Enhancer. A great sex more often with Viramax. Available at finer health food stores, pharmacies, and retailers everywhere. Call 1-888-TRI-VMAX now. Here's Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Maybe perfectionism or something. This is the only reason Martha Stewart can fathom why people don't like her.
Why don't they like me?
By the fact you're a big, hairy C.
Quoting her, you know, in China, they say the thinner the chopsticks, the higher the social
status. Hey, Howard, there's your Chinaman.
Oh, thanks, Fred. Hi, Don.
Of course, I got the thinnest I could find. That's why people hate me. But she tells the New Yorker magazine, I've never not been nice to anybody. We've produced a lot of good stuff for a lot of people, and to be maligned for that is kind of weird.
Bitch on wheels.
She's heard the jokes, she's seen the unflattering photographs, and she's seen the value of her company's stock drop like a rock.
I love her.
But Stewart says she will not leave the company, and she says she looks to her friend Hillary Clinton for inspiration.
Clinton.
Quoting Martha, knocked to death, and now senator.
Martha.
Should Sniper Case Sheriff Charles Moose be able to profit from the story of his life and the
yes.
nightmare that gripped us over the summer?
I believe so, Buzz.
He's already made a deal for a book and possibly a movie. Some officials in Montgomery County, Maryland, claim he cannot legally receive outside profits from either his job or the case that made him famous. But the county executive who hired Moose nearly 4 years ago says an exception should be made. Quoting him, he's got a great story to tell America, and he should be able to do that.
Hello. I'm Charles Moose.
No, I'm Charles Moose.
Yeah, there you go. That's...
Yeah, I'm very excited about my story. This will be the music that I play in the background when I tell my story and read my book on tape.
This is the Bullwinkle.
Yeah. Rocky and the Bullwinkle.
Thank you.
Hello there, Mr. Moose.
The county executive says he'll ask the county council to pass legislation allowing an exception for Sheriff Moose. Washington Post sports columnist Tony Kornheiser may be the subject of a new sitcom on CBS.
You know, I think Tony is, we've met him a couple of times.
I know you like
he's
him.
He's a friend. He's, yeah. he's talented.
Mm-hmm.
I like his radio show, fine.
Right.
I like his... newspaper columns, okay.
Yeah, he's a funny, genuinely funny guy. Yeah.
I can even tolerate him on that show with Michael Wilbon. But, please, God, somebody, send me some of the lucky pills that this guy's been eating.
Yeah.
I got news for you. While I do think he's a talented writer,
right,
and he is not bad on radio,
mm-hmm.
too many things are happening for Tony Kornheiser.
Think he made a deal?
Too many things. Well,
we may have to interview Satan at some point.
Yeah, we should ask him.
See if you can ring up Satan, Robbie.
Okay, give me one second.
I mean, I was thinking about doing a Satan bit tomorrow, but
yeah.
maybe we just get him on the phone right now.
Find out if he has Tony Kornheiser in the Kornheiser.
Because I read this in Variety today,
mm-hmm. yeah.
and I thought... Gee, didn't they already do this with Dave Barry?
Yeah.
Didn't they already try to make a sitcom based on
it? Is Tony going to star in it?
I don't think so. God, no.
No.
I think Danny Bonaducci is.
Well, the iNetwork's developing a show based on his columns and on his life as the father of teenagers. Kornheiser's been writing about sports for over 30 years. Lately, he's used his column to attack the rash of assistant football coaches and the doofuses and numbskull fans who run out onto the field.
Let's see if we've got Satan on the
see
line
if we
here.
We've got that connection.
Satan, are you there? There he is. Satan, we're talking about Tony. We're talking about Tony Kornheiser.
Here's the clients.
I like it when you yawn, Satan. Are you sleepy, Satan?
He's up all night.
Yeah, did you John Gruden with you?
Malcolm Glazer.
Oh, really? The owner, yeah.
Yeah, man, see his face?
Yes, what's the matter with his face?
It's all left up, man.
Really?
Looks like a burn victim.
Listen.
Looks like one of the elves that flew on the monkeys in The Wizard of Oz.
Listen, Satan.
Yeah, Mike, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Listen to that.
He's so tired.
Did you say me so tired?
Yeah.
Satan, can I know you're very busy and you're very exhausted.
I think I'm booked on your show tomorrow, dude.
Yeah, that's good, but we just had to ask you a question.
Yeah.
Don was just mentioning that that Tony Kornheiser seems to be getting an awful lot of show business breaks.
He's a client.
Okay, that answered it.
He's a client.
How long has he been with you?
Oh, Christ. Since he started writing that piece of crap in the Washington Post.
I understand. No problem at all.
Called me one day and he said, hey, you know, I see all these TV guys and
right.
radio columns. And I said, Tony,
yep.
you're moderately funny, but look at you. Jesus Christ.
So you were responsible for him getting the sitcom deal?
Since your face looks like a penis head.
Wow. Oh, my.
I don't know if that's going to make the air or not.
You said what? That to him, Satan?
Your face looks like genitalia.
It sounds like you're waking up a little bit, Satan.
Coming alive.
There he is.
And he said, I'll do anything, and that's a fine sign here.
Oh, wow, so he's in the fold. Well, it's nice to know that.
I'm going to be on the show tomorrow, Mike.
Well, we were wondering. We just had to get that question answered.
Yeah.
Sorry to interrupt your nap, Satan.
Your phone's been ringing all goddamn day, and I tell people, you know, 41-20. Take it to the friggin' bank.
Yeah, well, you should know.
End of the fourth quarter, my phone is ringing. You know, Larry King's calling. Kathy Lee's calling. I said, Jesus Christ, I told you to give it one more touchdown. One more touchdown. Give me 10 seconds.
There you go.
I said, now watch. I got to deal with Gannon. I got to deal with the Tampa Bay.
Wow. Yeah.
One more TD. Everybody's taken care of.
And those riots out there where they were turning over cars and lighting things on fire?
That's my deal.
Very
proud of that.
Some of my best work out there, Raider Nation.
Way to go, Satan.
I'll talk to you tomorrow.
You take care. Get some sleep, okay?
I'm very tired.
Yeah, I understand that.
Leah Remini's on the phone right now.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah, and her fiance.
Hey, Leah. Hey, baby. Hey, I'm on the phone with those two jerk-off disc jockeys. Yeah, Don and Mike. Right.
He's talking to Leah Remini right now.
I know. They blow. You're the greatest. I know. Listen, the truth is...
Kiss your good man for me.
Your show, it just ain't funny, honey.
Oh, no, he's giving it to Leah. Listen to this.
Well, I need a piece of your soul. I mean,
he can help.
For a piece of the soul, I could put the show in the top 20.
Piece from a piece.
All right, listen. I'm waving goodbye with my hoof now. I have no time for you.
Very golden
hoof.
Thank you, Leah.
Don't call me again unless you really want to do business, okay?
He's got like 5 phones.
Bitch.
Oh, he just hung up on Leah Remini.
That was the queen of the king of suck.
Boy, Satan, you're very opinionated. I think you maybe need a nap.
Oh, he's so tired.
He's cranky.
He's so tired. Why don't you just put your head on your hoops and get some sleep, Satan.
I'll be on the show tomorrow, Mike.
Looking forward to chatting with you tomorrow.
Hey, good luck on that Red Sox thing.
Thank you. Hey, he does that to me every time. That's cool. I'm not doing it. And he loves to tease me. Thanks a lot. See you on the show tomorrow, Satan.
Oh, be safe, Mike.
Get some rest.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're my man.
I don't know whether to thank you or not.
I don't know.
Goodbye, children. And a special goodbye to Rob. Hey, Rob. You like the swastikas during Super Bowl?
Oh, stop it, Satan.
So you did
You're
that.
My man. Oh, man.
Goodbye, all.
Bye. Good night, all.
Tired.
Bye. Me so tired.
Goodbye.
Good night, Satan.
No rest for the wicked.
There he goes. That was Satan. He'll be on the show tomorrow.
Whole segment tomorrow with Satan.
Excellent.
Well, never mind the competition. ABC's now going after whoever's dead sexy. You may have already seen the promo in the Super Bowl for the new reality game show, Are You Hot?
How about Morris Gibb?
Well, he's dead, but not so sexy at this point.
Dead sexy.
In it, men and women will be judged on their hotness by a celebrity panel, and then the viewers vote.
You're just not beautiful.
The winner gets $100,000, but wait, there's more. ABC's also working on an American version of the British hit Wife Swap.
Hey, now!
There you go.
Now you're getting somewhere.
in that show, two women trade husbands, kids, and homes for 10 days. They don't have to sleep with
click.
They don't have to sleep with the new husband, but the idea is already stirring up controversy anyway.
Right.
By the way, the wife has to live by the house's existing rules for the first week. The second week, she's allowed to make her own rules for the new house.
Let me check very quickly with Titty Bar.
Wife swap. They're already working on it at
ABC.
I
believe that there's a bad celebrity we have from an ABC show tomorrow, maybe?
Oh, no. Is that Joe?
Joe. Oh. Sure, you're going to get deleted out, Joe. Joe, you have a way you're supposed to answer the telephone.
Stay in tune.
Right. Where's Titty Bar?
She's upstairs.
Hmm. Okay. I'll call her up there. What's her number up there?
843.
Bye.
I'm calling Lisa upstairs.
Joe. He's such a dummy. He answered the phone with two words that you can't put together on the radio.
Mm. That's Joe, though.
Titty Bar. Pussy whipped.
Is everybody trying to lose our license today?
Everybody's
doing
it.
I forgot.
Is the lame ABC guest tomorrow?
The what?
The lame ABC guest.
What lame ABC guest?
Did I speak to your husband about this? Corbin Burnson?
Oh, no, you spoke to me about that, but no, there was a scheduling problem.
Okay, bye.
All right, see ya.
Bye.
Bye.
Click. Buzz, we got a break.
All right, then. The picture is out of focus.
Don and Mike, I know right now the emails are pouring in.
Yeah.
How do you keep the show running at this high level after nearly 20 years of broadcasting together? And you, Don, almost 31 years now broadcasting.
Mm-hmm.
How do you keep it going?
Wow.
Lots of drugs. Unfortunately, I stopped taking drugs about 5 years ago.
Yeah, look at that. Watch out for that train.
So now it's just... When things go bad, man, they go bad. You just get a train wreck segment.
Click,
there.
Click, click. Oh!
I forgot. I'm on the radio. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Fantastico.
If you squeeze them hard, soy sauce comes out. Don and Mike.
There is Buzz again, brought to you by Viramax Sexual Enhancer. Have great sex. We're off with Viramax. Find our health food stores, pharmacies, and retailers everywhere. That little grunt, that thing that buzzes, that
Yeah.
That's like his endorsement.
Uh-huh. Yes, absolutely.
Or call 1-888-TRY-VMAX. Now, once again, here is Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. A war is not a game, so some of our soldiers are freezing their sperm before they head for the Middle East. They're not only worried about not coming back, they're worried about coming back poisoned with nuclear or biochemical weapons. A sperm bank in Los Angeles is offering military discounts on processing, plus a year's free storage. And it's heard from scores of soldiers already. One soldier cites the case of a buddy who came back sterile after getting an anthrax vaccination. Only sperm is being frozen because human eggs don't usually survive the freezing process.
You have to keep it in the butt bank.
The military has no...
Keep it nice and safe in there.
It'll be nice and fine.
Don't ask, don't tell.
I freeze it.
The military has no comment because it says family planning is deeply personal.
Frozen colon.
Yeah. Billy Joel is reportedly lucky to be alive after smashing his new Mercedes into a tree on Long Island Saturday
night.
Lucky
to be alive after his last four or five albums.
Yeah, that's true. The $121,000 car was totaled and he had to be cut out of the wreckage. Here it is now.
Too bad I didn't run into Celine Dion.
Did they say they pulled him out of there about 10:30 or so at night, right? On Sunday, Saturday night?
Right, that's correct.
Yeah, so that means the crash might have happened about 9 o'clock on a Saturday. I'm sorry. I'm very, very, very sorry.
That's
for the Billy Joel fans out there. Thank you.
The 53-year-old piano. The 53-year-old piano man got only a broken nose and cuts to his face. He was alone in the car at the time. In fact, that could be the problem.
He was alone for the longest time.
Yes. Well,
he's too old to die.
Why?
He's only the good
die
young.
Sorry. He talked about his loneliness after he got out of rehab following another accident that involved alcohol.
Hey, it's his life.
His publicist says alcohol was not a factor this time, but he was not even given a breathalyzer test.
He had to be a big shot.
There you go. Didn't he? Aretha Franklin was not in town when her suburban Detroit mansion burned to the ground last October.
All right, I'm going to steal a great joke from that Saturday Night Live show last night.
Very good.
Halftime of the Super Bowl, they have the same story.
Right.
So Detroit police believe that Aretha was lighting her farts again. Those things where the audience really didn't laugh.
Really?
They kind of groaned.
Oh, yeah. Come on.
Really funny, though.
Well, officials know it was arson, and they reportedly have an idea who said it, but they say Aretha is not a suspect. Nevertheless,
she's so stressed.
Highly flammable.
Oh, Aretha, baby. F-A-R-T. That is what you mean to me.
The Queen of Soul is not cooperating with police. She was reportedly too tired to be interviewed. Now you can hear why.
Oh, she better think. What am I doing?
Lyrics. I like them.
Thank you.
The home, which was totaled, was valued at just over $1.5 million. Aretha's also ignored a notice that her mansion be either repaired or demolished. That deadline passed.
I understand they're having some problems with the plumbing.
Why?
So listen to this. This is day in, day out, and it just can't handle it.
More out
after the fire.
She sure does feel like a natural woman. Oh, now, look what came out of Spanish Harlem.
My God.
Zsa Zsa Gabor is now staying at the home where a lot of Hollywood stars go to die.
Va, va, va. Va, va, va.
Her friends haven't been able to reach her since she was in a car crash 2 weeks ago, and they've been worried.
That's right, I'm going to die.
Well,
how's Aretha's house?
It's burned to the ground.
Oh, that's a shame. Is Billy Joel all right?
Yeah, he's fine.
Oh, va, va, va.
His car is ruined.
Oh, that's okay.
But the news for Zsa Zsa is better than it sounds.
Zsa Zsa, Spanish Zsa Zsa.
She's finally checked out of Cedar Sinai.
See.
She's checked into the motion picture country home.
That's where Curly died.
Larry. Yes.
Larry.
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 The motion picture country home and hospital.
Avo.
Supposedly, she's just there for physical rehabilitation from her injuries. Both of her arms were broken in an alcohol-free accident, which her hairdresser was doing the driving.
I can't brush my teeth.
Buzz, we got to fly.
All right. Very good. In sports, thousands of Buccaneer fans expected at Tampa Bay's Ray J Stadium tonight to welcome home the Super Bowl champs. The parade is tomorrow. And finally, in Massapequa, New York, a 14-year-old boy has actually failed several tests. He wasn't happy about having to bring home a test that he'd failed in school.
So Joe.
He decided to burn the test paper.
Joe.
But that made it hot, so he dropped it. And that set his house on fire.
Joe.
No one got hurt, but the house was totaled.
Joe's not just a name, it's an idea.
I'm Buzz Burbank.
Bah, bah, bah.
The Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz. No! All right, gotta go. Thank you, everybody. Gotta go. That was a good one today. We'll be back. Try to do as good tomorrow. Good day to you, sir.
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 Want to go hunting?
Weather's right.
I bet the moon crickets are frozen tonight, Rob.
Let's get them.
Damn, it's cold.
BM.
Eaters.
Till we meet again, this is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.